BBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Got to tell me what sort of dog.
Awesome. Oh, yes. Awesome. I've got one too. Oliva.
Yes, those are the things. Press the buttons and that's what you've heard, so that's good. Oh, sweet Lord, is it Monday? What a fantastic weekend I had. Oh, yeah, by the way, some mental girl sent me a stroppy email because I hadn't listened to her songs, and then she sent me an email of the songs on again. I deleted it by mistake. So could you... Hang on a second. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Good evening.
So could you send me the email with the songs on again? The stroppy... You know who you were. You sent... There's some songs. I don't know if you're Elizabeth or Victoria or Margaret or... I don't know what her name is. It's something. There's a question tonight. You know them prawn crackers? Do they have the prawn in? Do they? Chris said instantly, oh, they have to have the prawn in. But I don't know if they do have to have the prawn in, because I like the prawn crackers. I was at a Chinese only Sunday evening, and, oh, man, it's the best. Mm. It's the best Chinese food you can get. It's fantastic in this place. And I was having the prawn crackers, and I was eating on them. And then I thought, well, and it has popped in my mind before, but, you know me, I don't like to think too much. So I'm vegetarian. And hang on a second. Yes, Lyman, you're on the wireless.
Good evening.
So I like the prawn crackers, but I'm a vegetarian. So if there's prawn in the prawn cracker, I can't eat it. Ethically and morally. So I need to know. This is the question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, and nothing is getting sorted until we have this question sorted out. 0845 6060973. I said three there, I mean three. Alex, did you just hit yourself in the face? What happened there?
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
What did you do?
My headphones just went dying.
You looked genuinely shocked there.
What was that?
You checked to see if there was blood as well.
It hurt.
Blood?
Yeah.
All right. 0845. How does Jeremy Carl do? Jeremy Carl does number, it's 0845. It's 60 60 973. That's how he does the phone number. That's how I'm doing it from now on. Prawn crackers, have they got the prawn in? And also this week, it's body week here on Ian Lee's Good Evening. We're celebrating the magic of your body. Even fatties have got beautiful bodies to some people, to fat lovers, not me. But people who like fat people, they like it. I like a larger lady, let's be honest. In the words of Cat Stevens, I like big butts and I cannot lie. I think it was Cat Stevens, I'm not sure. Or maybe John Denver. But we're celebrating the magic of the body, and each day we're having a different body theme for the week. It was Chris's idea, so if it sucks, it sucks. Tonight, we're asking, what can your body do that nobody else's body can do? One more time. What can your body do that nobody else's body can do? Now, after 9 o'clock, we're going to have a parade of the double-jointed. So if you're a double-jointed and you want to take part in the parade, I know exactly how it'll work in my head, so don't worry, I will explain it and I will make it work. If you're a double-jointed and you're around just after 9 o'clock and you want to take part in the parade of the double-jointed, 0845, it's 60 60 973. So Carl does it. It's 0845. It's 6. No one puts another it's in the middle of it. No one breaks up a phone number by saying, right, that was a bit of the phone number and here's a bit more. No one does that. You just do the phone number, not Kyle. That is why that man is a genius. Did you see it this morning, Chris?
No, I missed it.
One of the best. One of the best I have ever seen in my life. There was quite a sexy girl at the end. It's really funny. But they get a lot of ugly people come out on stage in Jeremy Kyle. And so when a girl who's sort of all right, half decent looking comes out, they get a big round of applause just for sort of looking half decent and all right. And there was a girl at the end. She was quite all right. She was all right. She thought her boyfriend was cheating on her. Then her boyfriend came out. He was batting way above his average. He looked like an IT consultant. Nothing against those losers, but he looked like tied back ginger hair, balding, really weird ginger goatee, ugly man. And he was with an all right looking girl. And I thought, well, you know, I'll do. And there was another, well, anyway, there was an excellent story involving lesbians. I shan't go into it, not at this time of the night. Although he's allowed to do it at 9:30 in the morning. Makes you think, doesn't it? 0845 6. Why is no one phoning in apart from Monobrow? I have set up three topics. The prawn crackers, the what can your body do that no one else can do, and who wants to take part in the parade of the double jointed. All we've got is Monobrow. Monobrow, what's going on?
Two things. I actually had a point, something I wanted to say.
Hang on one second. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hey.
Hi. Yes, Monobrow.
Just going back to what you were saying a second ago, though.
Yes.
About people who look good compared to other people.
Mm.
You know, Fergie out of the Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
Now, she used to be in a girl group, apparently.
Did she really?
Yes, I bet she wasn't the pretty one, was she?
Well, no, the thing is, Fergie's got an amazing body, an amazing backside. Let's not mince our words here. A very amazing bottom. And she looks all right. I've seen her in real life in an airport lounge. In fact, her people got kicked off a plane being so boozed up. She looks about 75 years old. She has an old woman's face.
She's always out of focus on the screen.
Yeah, no, she's not the prettiest member of the Black Eyed Peas, let's be honest. Do you see what I'm doing there?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. With the ugly stuff.
All right. Calm down. Let's not attack a woman who's not here. Fergie's coming on the show this week. Actually, it's funny you should mention her. She's going to be on the show on Wednesday. So
give me a bell.
Well, Monobrow, we will make sure you're the first. That's true, by the way. We've got Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas coming on the show on Wednesday. So make sure you're listening, and Monobrow will certainly put you two in touch.
I'll clear my schedule.
Anyway, what did you call in for?
I think I owe you an apology.
Okay. You probably do.
You've probably forgotten by now, but we had a very brief call on Friday about gadget.
All right, go on.
And you weren't very impressed with my one.
What was your gadget?
It was a silly, like a Freeview Sky Plus sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which you'd seen before, and you knew someone who had a better one.
Yeah.
And I was kind of stunned into silence, and I think you read it as me being pissed off, or excuse my French.
Well, it's too late, though. Yes. I don't remember. I remember the incident.
It was practically more important to me than it was to you, but I'll just back up to say sorry for that.
You've been stewing all weekend in this, haven't you?
Well, good manners don't cost anything, do they? So.
Are you having a go at me?
No, me.
See, now it sounds like you're attacking me.
No.
Okay, well, Monobrow, I accept.
I haven't got your sort of polished conversational style. Listen,
we all have our downfalls, and yours is speaking, and that's fine. But I love you like a brother. I love you like the brother I never had.
Well, in that case, so do I.
Good lad. All right, thank you, Monobrow.
No worries.
There we go. That's a new topic for the... What have you been stewing over all weekend? Is that right? What have you been stewing in or over? Alex, help me here. Stewing in all weekend or stewing over all weekend?
Over.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Thank you. The voice of reason there, Lady Alex, ladies and gentlemen. What have you been stewing over all weekend? Has there been something all weekend... That's just really, you've been like, something happened to you on Friday, and you've not had a chance to sort it out because maybe it was at school, or maybe it was at work, or, you know, maybe it was a traffic thing or something. You've been stewing over it all weekend. Well, do you know what, London? Tonight is the night. If you play your card... No, Tonight's the Night by Neil Young. No. I tried to buy tickets. I'm going to New York in December. I tried to get tickets to see Neil Young. So we just thought, well, we're in New York. Let's go and see a band. We miss Hall & Oates by one night. Can you believe that? We are one night away from listening to the magic that is Daryl Hall and John Oates. Now, you speak of music being out of tune... That bass is out of tune, isn't it? Listen to it. I'll tell you when. Not the first bit's all right. That's all right. Dun, dun. This bit's all right. Listen to the next bit. Oh, that's horrible. Does that sound horrible? One more time. Here we go. Alex is putting the face like he knows just because he's in a band. Who cares? Here we go. Listen. That's fine. It's the next one. Listen. It's not brilliant. It's not spot on. Let's try again. You can't hear it behind the keyboards there. Here we go. Come the lyrics. Nah, I'm not waiting around all night for those losers. It's the Travel News Now, it's Alan Joyce.
And if you're heading to the west of town, there are big delays still on the A4. It is solid out of town from Gloucester Road all the way through to the elevated section of the M4 in Chiswick with a broken down lorry. And that's also still having an impact on the north circular from Gunnersbury Park down to Chiswick and the south circular from Kew Green as well. M4's queuing into town from Junction 4 at Heathrow through to the Chiswick roundabout, and also very busy around North Sheen. And that's partly because of another broken down lorry on the roundabout just by Manor Circus. Now, if you're going further out on the M4, there are still two lanes blocked westbound between 12 and M13. That's Reading to Newbury because of a crash. Delays back to Junction 11. The M25 Western Stretch slow clockwise from 16 to 17 after an accident between the M40 and Rickmansworth. And the M1 still very slow heading out of town between the M25 and Junction 9 for the A5. The A2 slow out of town from Dartford Heath to the M25. That's after a broken down lorry as well. And it's bet delays heading up towards Crystal Palace for tonight's football match kicking off at 8 o'clock against Watford at Selhurst Park. Now, if you're trying to get to Crystal Palace on the trains, there may be some delays on First Connect Southern and Southeastern via Norwood. That's after a problem earlier on. It looks like it's been fixed now, but there are still delays of around 10 or 15 minutes. Tubes, though, are running on time. LBC 97.3 travel. Your next update's in 15 minutes.
Wake up with Steve Allen.
This is a fantastic story. Colleen. Remember Colleen? Colleen, otherwise known as that Kenneth Williams lookalike, is going to come up with a very saucy birthday gift for Wayne Rooney this week. Guess what? She's going to pole dance for him. Yep, Colleen is going to have a pole put in at the couple's mansion. But Colleen is now a star in her own right. Because we all look at her and go, poor Colleen, until she opens her mouth.
Wake up with Steve Allen, Monday to Thursday mornings from 5, and at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11. LBC 97.3.
On the 57th day before Christmas, my true love gave to me a weekend in Italy.
Treat yourself to an early Christmas present with British Airways. Fly one way to Pisa from £35 and Barcelona and Madrid from £30. For these great prices and more destinations, book by midnight Tuesday at BA.com. Travel from the 15th of November, limited availability, conditions apply.
We'll show you something beautiful.
We'll show you Cyprus and the Greek islands.
Your new home.
At Sidebarco, we offer a wide range of properties.
From comfortable residential homes to exclusively designed holiday homes and even prestigious golf resort properties. Let Sidebarco make your dream home a reality.
Talk to us on Saturday the 3rd of November at the Comfort Hotel, Holywell Hill, St Albans, and Sunday the 4th at the Hilton Hotel, Seven Hills Road, Cobham, from 10 till 5.
Sidebarco. Beautiful homes in beautiful locations.
If you're setting up in business, there's lots to think about. LBC 97.3 and BT Business are working together to help you during Small Business Week. Download our free podcast to get lots of advice when it comes to working from home and setting up all the systems you need to give you the best start possible.
The biggest and best marketing driver is word of mouth. So when we sold our first glasses, we made sure that every single person who got those glasses was happy, even if we made a loss on each pair. So we'd add in coatings on the lenses they didn't order. We'd add in gifts like sweets into the packets that they didn't expect. We added handwritten notes, and we just made sure that every single customer would tell other people, and the word grew virally through that and through journalists.
Download the free podcast at lbc.co.uk and listen as James O'Brien talks to some of the country's leading entrepreneurs. Weekday mornings from 10, Small Business Week with BT Business and LBC 97.3.
It's going to be a good one tonight. I guarantee it with my heart and soul. The lady who I asked for to send in me her songs, that's not even a sentence. It was Vanessa. She sent them in. So thank you, Vanessa. I'll have a listen to them tomorrow. That's an Ian Lee promise, and we know that they're good. Now, Chris, speaking of Ian Lee promises, which is going to be the name of my new ITV1 daytime chat show. Or did I let that out of the bag? Oh, did I let that one slip out? Ian Lee's promises? Did I let that slip out?
That sounds like a Noel's Christmas present.
That does sound like it, doesn't it? Replacing 60-minute makeup. Did I slip that one out? I'm sorry. Ian Lee's promises. Sorry. Was I not supposed to mention that? Sorry, ITV. Replacing 60-minute makeover. You have not sent me the details of Blanche, so I've not been able to send her Lost DVDs. You said you'd send them to my Yahoo email, and you didn't. You actually didn't.
Well, I thought I did.
Well, you didn't. Well, you can't do that thing when you type in my name, because that when it comes up, that's a wrong email address. That's not my Yahoo email address. That's a fake thing. So you need to send it to me. You need to send it to me good. You need to send it to me proper. You keep clicking away. We'll come back to you in a second. There we go. Look. There. Where it says Blanche address. There.
I can't see.
Between erotica and choosing subjects. There, Blanche. Blanche address. There. Black. It's black.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What email address you sent that to?
That.
Right. Nothing's going up on the screen.
Hang on.
This is exciting radio, London. Nothing's going up on the screen there. Let me do it. I'll type it up. Oh, no, nothing's going up on the screen. Okay.
There you go.
So it's Sven... Mackelson at hotmail.co.uk. There we go. Sven Mackelson. Dump it. Oh, it's too late. Ah, what the hell? Except the kids know my real email address. Never mind. It's fine. It's fine. I don't care. Right. What are we talking about this evening? Loads. Have you been stewing over stuff over the week? I can't construct a sentence tonight. I got a feeling I've got something's happened in my head. I don't know what's going on.
What could happen in your head to affect your speech?
Well, what do you mean what could happen to you? Have a look at Russell Watson. I'm not saying I've got that, but that's the far side of what could happen. And thank God that man's all right again. You know, fair play for battling through that. How terrifying must that be? So that's what could happen in your head. I'm not saying I've got that. I'm saying I'm just a little bit too tired, is what I'm saying. We should try and get... Can we get Russell Watson on the show when he's better? Let's get him on. Be good, actually. Let's get him on when he's all fully better, and we'll have a chat with him, because that's some story, huh? Right. 0845 6060 973. What have you been stewing over all weekend? You can phone in and do that. What can your body do that no one else can do? And also, Mark.
Oh, hello.
Them prawn crackers.
Oh.
Are you in the bath?
Yeah, I'm in the bath.
Oh, for God's sake!
I've been on hold for 10 minutes.
What? So, what's that going to do with bathing?
I've got something. I'm bathing.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to bathe.
Makes me uncomfortable to hear you in the bath, Mark.
Yeah.
Everything floats about.
Okay.
Bob's around.
Cut to the chase.
Bob's your uncle.
My tea's on the table. I've got to cut to the chase now.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Mark.
Prawn crackers.
Yes.
Yeah, there's prawns in them.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, no.
Honestly.
Is there really?
Honestly, there's prawns in them. There's a prawn paste.
Ah. Ah.
Paste.
Well, now, but it's...
I'm on 2 minutes.
What?
I'm actually telling my tea's on the table.
You're disgusting.
On the phone. Sorry.
So how this man is perhaps the most common man we've ever had on the show, and I'm disgusted.
Please, just a second, because I've got a little bone to pick with you.
A little bone? I hope not.
I haven't phoned in for a while.
Right.
The last time I phoned you, you told me Rick Witter was coming on the show.
Rick Witter?
And I came out of work early.
Oh, remind everyone who Rick Witter is.
Oh, he's from Shed 7.
He's from Shed 7. Yep, that was... Yeah.
Do you remember now?
I do remember. He's coming on next week.
Oh, please.
No, he is actually coming on. You left work early to hear the bloke from Shed 7, didn't you?
No, I wanted to speak to him.
Yeah, I know. And I feel...
I'm very disappointed.
Isn't it ironic? You found out. He is coming on next Monday.
I'll wait until he's on. I'll download the podcast.
He's definitely. We got what's her name? Not Blondie, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas is on Wednesday, and Rick Witter from Shed 7 is on next Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once bitten, twice shy.
Good lad. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Some prawn crackers have got prawns in. I'm in serious trouble. I've made a terrible faux pas. I love the prawn crackers, though. Is there must be somewhere. I'm suspicious, because Chinese food is famous for having a load of old rubbish in. Really. I'm not saying this place I go to doesn't, because this place I go to is an excellent, excellent Chinese restaurant. It's the best place that does Chinese food. The best. But famously, other Chinese places, you know, they put any old guff in there just to make up the numbers. So, prawn crackers, I'm not convinced by his answer. I would have thought it would just be like prawn flavouring. If it doesn't even taste like prawn. I never even had a prawn. But it doesn't taste like how prawns smell.
Does it matter, though? Because they're not... They don't look like prawns.
No, well, of course it matters. A beef pasty doesn't look like a cow, does it?
Alex laughed.
I know, thanks, Alex. It was funny. I was chuckling as I knew where that sentence was going. I worked out halfway through that sentence what I was going to say, and I thought, actually, this is a good one, Ian. Stick with this. You're on to a winner here. Thank you, Alex. You can come be in the audience for Ian Lee's Promises on ITV1, replacing 60 Minute Makeover. Yeah, nice one. Who's been here the longest? Dave has. Hello, David.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Good evening. I've got a body experiment for you to do, Chris or Alex.
Okay. Do you know what? I don't want to get lavatorial today, but I went to the toilet 7 times in an hour.
That's too many.
That's too many. Just number ones. That's too many. And every time I sat down, I said to my girlfriend, do you know what? I'm going to have to go to the toilet again. As soon as I'd sat down. And I don't know, I wasn't drinking excessively or anything.
Were you nervous about something?
Oh, no, I wasn't nervous. I tried to have a little doze. I got up 4 times during this doze. I went, I'm going to go downstairs and play computer games. I could. It's weird, that, isn't it?
It is weird, yeah.
I hope it's not the start of the change. Well.
No, hopefully not.
Let's hope not, shall we? Anyway, Dave, a body experiment for us on this body week on Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yeah.
I just thought if Nick Ferrari can do Space Week, then I said to Chris, Nick Ferrari's doing Space Week. Hey, did you hear, not Roger Whittaker, Patrick Moore today on Nick Ferrari?
I didn't.
Oh, gosh. He's very
old.
So, Patrick, how long do you think it would take us to get to radiation and the gravity and the thing? You press Z down, down, right, and that's the cheat for infinite last. And I thought, oh, God, no, we shouldn't be on the wireless. Anyway, so I've said to Chris, manufacture a week for me. So we've got body week, Dave.
No, it's a good week.
It's a good week, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what you have to do is...
Yes.
It involves standing in a doorway...
Leaning on your arms and then watching them float up, is it?
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, now...
Spoiled it.
No, I didn't spoil it. You spoiled it by saying it. It used to work when I was a kid, and we tried it, I think, on the afternoon show before I got demoted. And it didn't seem to work. I was trying to do it to Chris. I was getting Chris to do it. And it didn't seem to work. The principle is you lean on your arms for a couple of minutes and then they float.
Well, not quite.
Oh, but
what you do is you stand in the doorway and then you put the back of your hand at each side of the doorway.
Yes.
And you push really hard.
Oh, the back of your hands.
Yeah, just the back of your hand. So,
yeah.
So you stood like an arrow.
Yes, an arrow.
And you push for like 30 seconds as hard as you can, and then you let go, and then you relax your arms, yes. And then it works.
Okay, well, Chris, can you come through? We're going to do the experiment again. Forget talking to Isabel. She can wait. She's in the queue. Isabel's in the queue. Put the phone down on her. Right. Forget. Missy, call back in a minute. Chris, come and do this experiment with me. Missy, you have to call back in a minute. Hang on a second, let me just... Missy?
Mm?
Call back in a minute.
All right, bye.
Yeah, bye. Right, so, Chris, you're going to do an experiment. You need to go and stand in that doorway.
Right.
And you need to stand like an arrow.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's an arrow?
The hole of the back of your hand.
The hole, right.
Against the side of the door.
The
side of the doorway.
Right, so stand in the doorway and have the hole of the back of your hands pushing against the door. But no, the hand's got to be... Do it in that... You have to shut the door and do it in there.
Oh, really? I won't be able to hear you.
Chris is stuck in an airtight chamber between two doors, yeah. Okay?
Well, you don't have the door shut.
Well, no, but the thing is, our door frames here are quite funny. If you can hold it open with your foot, okay? Yeah. So you'll push as hard as you can, okay?
Yeah.
For 30 seconds. Well, here's 30 seconds worth of music. Keep pushing, Chris.
I'm pushing.
Okay, push. You'll push as hard as you can. To the point where your arms are supposed to ache. That's the point of it.
It's really
weird. For about 30 seconds.
For about 30 seconds. I know, you keep saying 30 seconds, Dave. We know. Okay, so here we go. We've done...
How long's left?
You've got 20 seconds left. Sorry, London. This, again, is not the most exciting.
The other good challenge you can do is trying to pick up a piece of cardboard from the floor without using your hands.
I'm not doing that.
No,
use your mouth.
That's rubbish. Well, with your mouth, you lie down and do it.
No, you're not allowed to have anything on the floor apart from the bottom of your feet.
Oh, well, that's just stupid. Okay, you've got 10 seconds left, Chris.
This hurts.
Okay, keep going.
No, but it really hurts.
Yeah, well, it's meant to hurt, mate. Okay, so... we've done it for...
And now relax your arms.
Relax your arms. Come through. Step through and relax your arms. Come and step through. Just relax your arms. Let go. Relax. Look at me. Look at me. Focus. Just look at... Relax your arms. Yeah, it don't work, Dave.
He's done it wrong.
No, okay, cheers.
What?
No, I think Dave was talking nonsense. It works when you're a kid. Oh, Joe?
Yes, hello.
Can I come back to you after the news?
Yes,
I... Good lad, thank you. 0845-6060-973.
We are gathered here today to witness the sale of an endowment policy through AAP, Charles Edward Arthur. Do you take this endowment policy and promise to sell it through AAP, forsaking all thought of surrender forever?
I do.
And will you have much more cash as a result?
I will.
The ring, please.
Hello, AAP.
I now pronounce you potentially much better off. You may now kiss your unwanted endowment goodbye.
If you're about to surrender an endowment policy, don't. Sell it instead through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. Good evening, I'm Lucy Coward. The Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed inquest has heard the couple's driver created an atmosphere of pressure and anticipation among the paparazzi. The jury's been hearing from one of them, Stefan Darmont, who pursued the couple through the streets on the night they died. He said Henri Paul taunted the drivers as the couple left the Ritz Hotel. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah has begun the first state visit to Britain by a Saudi monarch for 20 years. It's being boycotted by the acting Lib Dem leader over human rights issues. Foreign Secretary David David Miliband will also miss a meeting with him, but due to personal reasons. The Mayor and Olympics Minister Tessa Jowell are at Wembley right now announcing plans to fast-track volunteers for the Games. The Personal Best programme is also an opportunity for people to improve their employment skills. And Kylie Minogue's getting another honour under her belt. She's receiving the prestigious annual Music Industry Trusts Award tonight. She's the first woman in the event's 16-year history to receive the award. London's weather, a dry, chilly night with clearing skies, lows of 4 degrees Celsius. It's 11 degrees right now in Farringdon. Tomorrow, starting dry, bright and rather cold, but we will see some good spells of sunshine, with just perhaps a little cloud through the course of the afternoon. Highs of 14 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC. It's 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. Well, it still looks very slow to the west of town because of this broken down lorry on the M4 elevated section going out of town. It's blocking one of the two lanes there, but causing massive queues on the A4 out of town all the way back to Gloucester Road. It is solid past the Hogarth roundabout and also around the Chiswick roundabout. And there's a couple of other problems in the area not helping now. In Richmond, a broken down lorry on Lower Richmond Road is causing delays at Manor Circus, but the queues are almost back to the Hogarth roundabout. And now there's also an accident on Hammersmith Road, adding to delays in Hammersmith, queuing back to Kensington Olympia. Elsewhere, the M4 has two lanes closed westbound between 12 and 13. That's running to Newbury with a crash. And in Wilston, Neaston Lane is still closed both ways at the High Road because of an incident from much earlier on there. Latest on public transport now on the trains. First Connect Southern and Southeastern have delays via Norwood of around 10 or 15 minutes. And on the tubes, there are delays affecting the Central Line. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in 15 minutes.
Property investors, landlords, you know there's only one place for all your furniture needs. Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture. For every budget and every style, superb quality and service to ensure that you get more for your money. From a mattress to a complete furniture package, Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture provides the furnishings you need all at remarkable prices. And now our famous designer furniture packages start at only £2,000. You can furnish a two-bedroom home for just £2,000 with delivery and installation from stock now. Visit our Marylebone showroom and see our full range of furniture packages and much more. Open 7 days a week, Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture, 68 Marylebone Lane, W1. Call us on 020 7487 2997. That's 7487 2997. Or see our website, urbanlivingfurniture.co.uk. This is Urban Living at Martin Barnett Furniture.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
It's Body Week, and today we're asking, what can your body do that nobody else's can do? Isabel, what can your body do that no one else's can do?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've never really thought about that.
Oh. What have you called in for, then?
What I was stewing over all
Oh, okay, sorry, no, misunderstanding, I do apologise. Well, we're also asking, what have you been stewing over all weekend?
Yes.
What have you been stewing over all weekend?
Well, on Friday night, well, let me tell you the story. Okay, I work in a really tiny office and there's only three of us and we're all really good friends.
Yeah.
And the two of us who are girls, we went speed dating on Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Straight from work. And I got a bit drunk, like really drunk, just because I hadn't eaten and we'd gone straight from the office.
Don't give me the old, I was tired and I hadn't eaten all day excuse. You got lashed because you can't handle your booze. That's what it is.
No, honest, really, I can.
Okay.
I'm quite good. Don't worry, it's cool.
All right.
I'm not an irresponsible adult.
No, but these binge drinkers I read so much about on the front page of the Daily Mail.
That's so not me.
Okay.
I'm not Daily Mail material.
No, good. It's the worst newspaper in the country. Anyway, carry on.
Well, then we were going to meet our boss, who, for an Indian, and his wife, and to tell them all about the antics of the speed dating.
Yes.
And by the time I got there, I was so drunk that I just put my head down on the table and went to sleep.
Oh, no, God.
It was so embarrassing. But why I was stewing over it all weekend is because I was like, I don't know what they think of me. I can't remember. All I said, apparently, was, oh, no, I'm really sorry, I've been asleep for ages. And then I just went back to sleep again. Sorry, I'm still really embarrassed, and that's why I keep digging.
Well, no, you should be. Did you see your boss today?
Well, yeah.
And did he do the, it's all right, don't worry about it, did he do all that?
In fact, they were even nicer than that. They kind of, like, were like, oh, well done, you got up for work, because they thought I'd probably sleep for a million years.
So, oh, no, that's... No. You. Well, they think that you are binge drinking Britain. That's what they think you're doing. They think you're awful.
No, because we went away for the weekend ages ago, and they saw that I could handle my drink there.
I reckon you won't be there in 3 months' time. He'll have found an excuse. He'll have planted bottles of whiskey in your drawer, and you'll be out as a boozer.
Probably.
Isabel, thank you for that.
Okay.
Cheers. Well done. Bye bye. Well, there's a lesson, isn't there? We're asking, what have you been stewing over all weekend? Now, that also brings us on to another thing. Where have you fallen asleep that perhaps you shouldn't have done? It's a little bit local radio, but it might work. We stay on the right side of BBC Southern Counties. We could be OK with this. She fell asleep, but I've fallen asleep in a restaurant before. Yeah. Well, I remember pretending to fall asleep in a restaurant once because I was like loads of us at college. And there was this girl that sort of fancied me, and I really couldn't be bothered. So I sort of pretended to fall asleep so I wouldn't have to talk to her. That's weird, isn't it?
So you're just faking it.
Yeah, OK, here's two topics. Where have you fallen asleep that you shouldn't have done? And what have you done to avoid the advances of someone you didn't fancy? I pretended to fall asleep in a restaurant. That's what I did. In a Chinese restaurant. Or an Indian, actually. An Indian, it was. Yeah, so that's what I've done.
I pretended to be an idiot once. So, because I had this girl like me. So I just acted like an idiot and then she didn't like me.
What was different from the way you act now, Chris?
A lot.
OK, well, there we go. 0845 6060 973. So, falling asleep and avoiding people. What have you done? Oh, we're all going to do following people later on as well. Oh, the show's just going to be brilliant tonight. I guarantee it. It's going to be brilliant. We've got so many topics. So much to talk about. Fiona is in Ealing. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
Hello
how
there.
You doing?
Yeah, good.
Good. I was just going to ask you, before I start on about the prawns, is, you know Jeremy Kyle?
Yeah, the governor.
Yeah, did he used to have, like, a radio show?
Yeah, he was Jezza.
Oh, my God, I found this out this weekend, because I'm from Birmingham, and I used to love Leighton Live.
Yeah.
And I just found out I'm really amazed by that.
I told a friend that on Saturday night. A friend of mine was talking about music radio, and he said, oh, I used to love this bloke called Jez.
Yeah.
And I said, do you mean Jezza? He said, yeah. I said, that was Jeremy Kyle. He went, no, it was Jezza. I said, no, it was Jeremy Kyle. And he went, I did not know that.
No, I didn't believe her at first. Yeah. It's ages before I'd believe her, but no, I'm very amazed.
I never used to listen, but he used to do advice. I heard it a couple of times in the cab on the way home, and he used to do advice to ladies and whose men were alcoholics and stuff. So similar stuff he does now, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's brilliant. I'm loving Jeremy Kyle on the telly. We keep trying to get him in the studio, and I think I have to take the hint. He don't want to come, really, is what I've learned. But never mind, because I still... What's brilliant, what I do is I watch it on the Sky Plus with my girlfriend, and I'll just keep rewinding bits. It takes us 2 hours to watch an episode of Jeremy Kyle, because I'll just keep rewinding bits and go, look at this. And what my favourite bit at the moment... I love the opening titles, because I don't know if you watch them titles, but it's like him walking through the street, sort of. He's on his way to work, but he's looking at people all the time. He's observing all the time. So that's good. And then the best bit, right, is where he goes, it doesn't say this, but it's kind of, now here's your host, Jeremy Kyle. And the audience go, yes. And there's a pause. Is he going to come out? Where is he? Is he coming? Here he is! And he comes out, and he points to people. He's like a rock star. He points to people in the audience. Hello, good to see you. He shakes their hands. And he did a brilliant one the other day, and we watched it like 20 times. He comes out, he pointed to someone, shook someone's hand, and then he sort of pointed and smiled at someone and went, all right, it's good to see you. But the person he was pointing to wasn't looking at him. They were looking somewhere else. So he was just doing it to someone who's looking the other way. Oh, it was brilliant. We just kept rewinding it and watching that. I love it.
Great.
Bless him. Anyway.
To be honest, I do normally watch the right stuff, but this morning, after finding out about he was Jez out, I did watch it today.
I used to hate it, but I've grown to stick with it because the man is a genius and it is hilarious. Although I'm getting bored with every day at least three times now. He talks about condoms and says, put something on the end of your thing. And I'm just like, all right, Jeremy, well, I'm bored of it now. But the rest of it is. Did you see it today?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if my sister's a lesbian. She is, mate. Oh, yes, she is. Don't you worry. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll get into
trouble. Yes, prawns.
I don't think there's prawns in prawn crackers.
Right.
And I don't think there is, just because, well, you can see through a prawn cracker, but you can't see through a prawn.
Oh, God! I've actually fallen in love with someone. This is, we're going out for dinner one night. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So I can keep on eating the prawn crackers?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can see through crackers, you can't see through prawns?
Yeah.
Fiona, may God bless you for calling up. Please call again.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She was great. Keep her number, Chris, because if it ever goes wrong with Fandango, she's getting a phone call. I don't care you're not supposed to phone them up off air and ask them up about for sex dates. I don't care about that. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving her a call. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. Prawn Cracker. I'll do a recap later. I can't be bothered to do one now because it's Missy now.
Hey, you.
Hey, Missy.
Right, two things.
Yes.
I'm not double jointed, but my leg behind my head.
Oh, we've all seen the pictures on MySpace.
Hey, so what do you think?
Well, are you free after 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Could we call you back?
And yes, you can call me back.
Can we pretend you're double jointed? I know it's all off common.
But what does double jointed mean?
Well, it means you've really? Got a, where you can bend your joint one way, you can bend it the other way. No, that's not right, because I can bend my wrist that way.
But I can do that. I don't think many others can do that at the age of 32.
We're putting you... 42. We're putting you...
32.
We're putting you on the list. We're going to call you up after 9, Missy, and we'll get you to demonstrate that during our parade of the double-jointed.
OK.
Thank you, Missy. Speak to you later.
I haven't finished.
Oh, for God's sakes.
You know Fergie's coming on?
Yeah, she's coming on Wednesday, yes.
There's one question you've got to ask her.
Yes.
About... wetting herself.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm aware of that. We'll call you back after 9. Thank you. Yes. Chris, you got Missy's details. We'll put her in the Parade of the Double Jointed. If you want to take part in the Parade of the Double Jointed, book your place now, because those places are going like crazy double jointed hotcakes. 0845 60 60973. We're doing it after 9 o'clock, so if you're free and you are the double jointed, give us a call. Philip.
Good evening, Ian.
I need some help.
Yeah, what with?
So it turns out that Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip is brilliant.
I've heard about it, but I've not watched it.
Now, it's brilliant,
yeah.
But I need to know, is it only brilliant because I've worked in TV and know the backstage of TV?
I think that helps. I think if you've got some affinity with a series, then you could, I'm not saying that people who haven't worked in television wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, this is what I need to know. Let's put this question out. Has someone who doesn't work in television, has no connection with it apart from watching it, has someone watched Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip and just gone, I don't get it and I don't enjoy it? And likewise, other people who do or have worked in television, are you enjoying it simply because you've worked in television? Mm. I think it's brilliant.
I heard that in America there were quite a lot of people, it split a lot of people.
Yes.
It didn't really, they thought it was going to be big.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was.
No, it didn't really take off. Here's the real problem. So yeah. I watched the first two episodes, brilliant.
Yeah.
I missed the third episode.
Oh, well, they put it on... These programmes these days, they tend to put it on nearly every day.
I missed... It's on Channel 4, and then they show it on More 4 or Channel... I don't know what... Yeah. And I've missed it. I've missed the repeat. So where can I get the third... I've got the fourth one that's all set to record. Where can I get the third episode of Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip from?
Yeah, is it on the internet? Is it...
Maybe, actually. That's so we'll have a little look.
I must watch an episode just to see how it is, because I must admit, there's so many programmes. You go, I want to watch it, I want to watch that.
I'll tell you what, I watched there was a brilliant bit in it, and I had to rewind. What I'm into is really annoying for anyone watching TV with me. I'm into rewinding bits and watching bits again and again.
Yeah.
And there was a brilliant shot where they did one shot that went on for about 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it was all going down a corridor and stuff like that. And it was brilliant. And it was loads of people coming in and coming out, and I just thought, well, that's is good direction.
Well coordinated, people.
Yeah, very good. Choreographed. Anyway, Philip, that's not what you've called in for. You've called in for the body special.
Well, funny enough, actually, it's connected with the body. I was having lunch at a pub today, and we've got a copy of this Australian magazine.
Oh, yes.
And we were discussing a West Australian barmaid has been fined £1,000 for showing patrons she could crush beer cans between her breasts.
Yes, I heard about this, yes.
Well, and we were talking about it, and it came out
that you can do it.
Six people thought they were for, and three were against.
Yeah.
Some of the women thought it was degrading.
Well, no. She holds the power. She's the one doing it.
I mean, she's doing it. Nobody's forcing her.
No. If they were forcing her, then that would be criminal.
I mean, other people got fined as well. A bar worker who helped her got fined $500.
How did he help her?
Well, this was a woman who helped her.
Right. How did she help her?
Well, it just says that... helped her do another trick with spoons.
Okay, well, let's see.
And the manager of the pub, he got fined £1,000. He pleaded guilty.
Right.
The police officer said it sends a clear message to all licensees
that
we will not tolerate this type of behaviour in licensed premises.
I thought that the Aussies would have loved all that stuff.
I mean, it was about 74 miles south of Perth, at a place called Pinjarro. I've been through that. Quite a small place.
Yes. So, Philip, your question is, can any ladies out there do it, and could they send you their phone number?
No. I just thought, what do they think of it? I mean, do the lady listeners and the men as well?
Philip, we will put the question out. I'm going to go to the travel. 0845 6060973. Thank you, as always, Philip. Alan, who's on after eight, please?
It's Karen Mercer.
Well, never mind. Let's have you, sir.
The A4 still looking very slow, heading out of town from Gloucester Road through to the elevated section of the M4 in Chiswick. It's all because of that broken down lorry from earlier on, and it is still causing big delays on the north and the south circular roads, heading up towards the Chiswick roundabout as well. Now, if you're coming into London on the M4, there's now a breakdown on the eastbound side between 5 at Langley and 4B at the M25. Also very busy around Richmond with a broken down lorry on Lower Richmond Road, heading out of town at Manor Circus. That's causing queues almost back to the Hogarth roundabout. And Hammersmith Road very slow, heading from Olympia in towards Hammersmith following an accident earlier, which has now been moved out of the way. The M25 very slow anti-clockwise towards Junction 11 for Chertsey. That's following a crash which is now on the hard shoulder. And going further afield, the M4 has two lanes blocked westbound between 12 and 13. That's between Reading and Newbury. That's with an accident, and it's causing queues back to the Reading services. Now, if you're heading on to public transport on the trains, First Connect, Southern and Southeastern have delays of around 10 or 15 minutes via Norwood, and on the tubes, just the Central Line reporting delays. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in half an hour.
Some things just go together. Fish and chips, gin and tonic, Anton Deck. But what goes with you?
What goes with you?
If you're yet to find your perfect partner and you're bored of looking in bars and fed up with your friends' mates, maybe it's time to try meeting new people from the comfort of your own home with LBC Dating. It's a fast, easy way to meet people just like you. It's free to join and upload your own profile and look through other profiles to find your perfect partner. Become a member today by going to lbcdating.com. Find your perfect date with LBC Dating.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk. Or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
Tom, you're through to Does It Work For You? What are you hoping for?
A few hundred pounds.
OK, let's see. Just three questions. One, are you aged 25 or over?
35, yeah.
Great. Two, do you work over 30 hours a week?
Yes.
OK, three, do you earn less than £11,700 a year or £16,300 with a partner?
£9,000, yeah.
So you could be entitled to over £1,000 a year.
Thanks a lot.
It's OK, Tom. It's just what you're entitled to.
Say yes to these three questions and you could get extra money through Working Tax Credit. Call Revenue and Customs on 0845 302 1415 or go to direct.gov.uk/does-it-work-for-you.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okie dokie, I'm fearing the worst. Richard, go on.
But fearing the worst, that's unfair. It's just your prawn crackers, mate. It's bad news. Vegetarian myself, and they've definitely got prawns in them.
Oh, and that means and for the last 19 years, I've been letting my side down, Richard.
My friend, it's much worse than that.
Uh-oh.
If you actually dig into it, the amount of animal stock that goes into Chinese food is huge.
What?
Chicken stock.
What about the vegetarian food I'm ordering?
Yeah, they slip chicken stock in there.
Oh, no.
Noodles. Do you like your noodles?
I don't mind a bit of noodles.
Well, you can either live in ignorance,
yes,
which is blissful, or you can ask. It's bad news.
Oh, nuts. I don't mind living in ignorance too much, because I like fruit pastels and stuff like that, and I think we all know where that goes. But, oh, no, Richard!
It's a shocker, isn't it? It crushed me. It took me some time to get over it. And it doesn't get any better.
Oh.
It doesn't get any better. Well, you know the gelatin argument.
I know. I tend to ignore that one.
Is what, with polos?
Yeah, I ignore that one. I know it's a slight... I'm going to get so many emails from hardcore stroppy veggies now. Oh, well, you shouldn't... Oh, you're not... But, yeah, I tend to turn a blind eye to that one.
It's too late. By that point, by the time they're in polos, it's too late.
Yeah. We can't win, can we?
We can't win. But have you noticed, do you ever get people when you say you're vegetarian, they'll say something like, oh, I've got to have fish.
Oh, they said, I had a friend the other day and I said, oh, you come around for dinner. Oh, yeah, don't forget I'm vegetarian. Oh, yeah, you can eat fish though, can't you? Well,
you have fish?
No, because I'm not Episcopalian, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, so, but you can have chicken. No, I don't eat meat. It's frustrating. What, the number of times you have to, no, I don't eat anything like that. Silly
stuff. An omelette.
Well, I can have an omelette, can't I?
If you have eggs.
Well, that's... No, but I'm not a vegan. You don't even know I'm arguing. You're that we're vegan. Vegetarians can eat eggs.
Well, not if you're vegan. I don't know. I didn't like to draw a judgment as to whether you're vegan.
I'm not a vegan. Those guys are freaks.
They're just very committed, I think.
No, you're not a vegan, are you, Richard?
No, I tried it, but I got sick of carrying my own food around.
Yeah, exactly. No, the vegans are freaks. There is no need to be a vegan, and anyone who is a vegan is an absolute weirdo. It's insane, Richard. It's insane.
It's not normal.
It's not.
The downside, the bit that I've never been brave enough to explore, is exactly where the meat stocks are in Indian food. Because I love an Indian.
Richard, I'm going to have to cut you off now because you're upsetting me.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye. I can't do that comment. But vegans, seriously, man. You know, there is no point in doing that, and anyone who does that is just bonkers. Seriously, it's the most unnecessary form of self-imposed dietary regime you could possibly get. Stupid. John is in the Guildford.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, sir. What can I do for you?
Studio 60.
Yes. Do you?
Best show on television.
Really? Now, can I ask what you do for a living?
I work for a house building company.
Okay, so you're not connected with TV?
In no way whatsoever, other than sitting in front of it.
Well, that's good then. I was worried that maybe it was a little bit self-important and full of in-jokes and a bit pompous. But the fact that you are a civilian, shall we say, it's brilliant, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's, as I say, at the moment, it's number one on my list.
Yeah,
my Sky Plus every week.
I stumbled across it by accident, because I'd heard about it, and I thought, well, I don't like the sound. It's got Matthew Perry in from Friends. Why would I want to watch that rubbish?
I caught
10 minutes of one, and it was like, well, yeah, this is... It's brilliant. It's well-written, well-acted, looks stunning.
It is. The dialogue in it is just so clever.
I've missed episode 3, though. Am I in trouble? Do I need to watch it to keep up?
Third episode? I would guess you'd probably get it off... have you tried 4OD?
4OD?
On your computer.
What's that?
4OD, which is Channel 4 and E4 and more.
Oh, they're on demand. Now, I've not tried this yet. Is it any good?
I have to say, I've never bought anything off it, but I downloaded it recently because I was looking
Hang on. I have to pay for it, do I?
You have to pay for some episodes of some series.
Oh.
But other stuff is free.
Okay. I shall have a look then. It will probably be up there. I will have a look. I'm not sure if I want to pay for it, but I'll have a look.
No, but I mean, if you're paying just for one episode or something like that, it's only about £1.
Who would have thought that Matthew Perry could act? I was genuinely... I didn't like Friends at all. Thought it was awful and rubbish. But it turns out he's really, really good.
Yeah, no, I think he does really well in that.
John, thank you, mate.
Not quite up to Lost standard, but...
No.
Definitely worth a visit.
We've got until February, though, before the next Lost comes out.
I know.
Yeah, I can't... Supposing I die, which could happen, supposing I die before Lost ever finishes. If I was on my deathbed, right, and I had, like, 6 hours to live, if I phoned up the producers of Lost, do you think they'd tell me what happens in the end?
Not a chance.
Oh, they're sick then. They're sick men. John, thank you for that.
But if you do, feel free to phone me and let me know.
I will let you know. Thank you. I'd be like one of those. You know that sometimes you get like the Wish Foundation or something. Because someone who's dying, his dying wish was to go to Disneyland. Well, then I'm a black cab driver. I'll take him there. Those kind of things. My dying wish would be for them to tell me how Lost ends. And if they didn't do it, then they are awful men.
Maybe you should write into Ian Lee's Promises.
Ian Lee's Promises on ITV1. We're not supposed to mention it. Replacing 60 Minute Makeover. It's not really supposed to. A little bit under wraps at the moment, but very, very exciting. And we'll be giving out the address later on. If you've got a promise that you would like to have done, you can send it and we'll do it. Not making any promises, but we'll see what we can do. Right. Emma.
Hello.
Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you were talking about double jointed earlier on.
I certainly was. Are you?
You were. Yes. I would class myself as double jointed, but it's actually called hypermobile.
Hypermobile?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what can you do that is unusual? I was going to say freakish, but that's not fair.
Well, it's not really unusual. You're basically, as being hypermobile, your joints stretch further than your ligaments. What? So, say if you put your arm out, your arm can go just a little bit further than everybody else's.
Hang on. Your power is you can reach really far.
No, your elbow.
What?
So your elbow goes kind of that little bit further.
Then,
so,
what do you mean? What, inwards?
Well, if you straighten your arm out...
Yeah, in front of me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your elbow joint, you know, the pointy bit...
Yeah.
is completely flat, possibly concave a little bit.
Yeah.
So basically that's where your joint stretches further than your ligament.
Oh, OK. Emma, are you around after 9 o'clock?
I am.
Can we call you back and put you in the parade of double-jointedness?
You wish.
Emma, I wish. Thank you very much for that. Speak to you later on.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Run my own business? What, with no experience? Then I found out about Learn Direct Centres. They've got loads of courses, so I did. Starting a business for motorbike couriers who spend 50 hours a week risking life and limb only stopping for a quick sandwich by the side of the road.
For a wide range of courses from top-up skills to MVQs, visit learndirectskills.co.uk.
Now I'm running my own business. Restoring motorbikes, instead of getting knocked off them.
Learn Direct Skills and Qualifications. Ready when you are.
Just missed out on the perfect new home, have we? Lost out to someone a bit quicker. With smartnewhomes.com, you won't. Because you just tell us what you want, and we send you a text or email alert the instant something right comes on the market, which will save you a lot of sorrow. It's just part of the service from the site with thousands and thousands of new homes. Smartnewhomes.com, the smarter way to buy a new home. Blow.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Sophie.
Hello.
Hello, Sophie.
Sorry, I was just phoning my granddad. He's in the other room, you see, listening to you as well.
You're phoning your granddad?
Yeah, on my mobile, because I'm on the phone to you.
Right.
And if I go out the room and walk in that, like, it'll be really loud. And I think that might interfere with your broadcast.
Well, it might do. What do you want to say to him? You can say it now, for free, over the radio.
Hi, Dennis, and basically, don't come in or, like, open my door, because the radio will be really loud.
Granddad, don't come in to Sophie's room or open the door, because the radio will be loud.
He's called Dennis.
Dennis?
Yeah, you have to call him Dennis.
Why?
Because when I was born, he claimed to be too young to be a granddad.
Well, how old is he now?
Well, now he's 84.
Well, he's old.
Well, now
he's old enough to be a grand. Well, how old was he when you were born?
No. Oh, sorry?
How old was he when you were born?
He must have been 69. But that's still.
That's ancient.
I know.
Dennis is a good.
Maybe he's vain.
Granddad Dennis is in complete denial. What a charlatan.
What are you doing?
Granddad Dennis, you old man. Of course you're old enough to be a granddad. Okay.
You can't suffer.
Okay, well, you won't hear it for 7 seconds. You'll be hearing it about now.
Okay.
Anyway, Sophie, you've called in. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I was talking about the Boo Beer Can interface.
Oh, this was, the Boo Beer Can interface. This was Philip from South Norwood brought this up. A young lady in Australia was fined $1,000 for crushing beer cans between her breasts.
Indeed. I mean, this is the first I've heard about it.
Yes.
But really, I'm kind of in awe because, unfortunately, I'm a little asymmetric.
Okay, right, yep.
So, you know, for me, I just think that would be an amazing feat. And I don't see how, like, you know, anyone would really have a problem with watching that.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised she's been fined $1,000.
Sorry?
But I can't quite... We obviously, we want to keep it as clean as we can, as decent as we can, because there are young people listening. But I can't quite work out how.
Oh, right. Well, one is slightly smaller than the other. But...
No, not yours! Bless you for describing your breasts, Sophie, but that was I couldn't work out how she was crushing beer cans.
Oh,
I'm all embarrassed now. Sophie, yes?
Yeah, no. They must be quite firm.
Yeah.
Like melons. But anyway, that's a bit salty.
Well, Sophie, thank you very much for that. Thanks for nearly describing your breasts to me.
Oh, yeah, no, nearly.
Now go make Grandad Dennis a nice cup of tea and get his slippers for him, because he's an old man.
I will do.
Thank you, Sophie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. That nearly got us into trouble. Bless her. Oh, bless her. I feel embarrassed for her. Right. 0845 606 0973 is the phone number. Where have you fallen asleep where you shouldn't have done? It's a little bit local radio, but we can make it work. How have you avoided the advances of people you didn't fancy? Vegans are idiots. What have you been stewing over all weekend? Oh, and prawn crackers. I don't want to talk about prawn crackers anymore. We'll speak to Flash after the latest news. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Katie Brethwick. The Princess Diana inquest has heard there was panic among photographers as she left the Ritz Hotel in Paris by a back door with Dodi fired. One member of the paparazzi has accused the couple's driver of creating an atmosphere of anticipation among them. Sky's royal correspondent Sarah Hughes says Stéphane Darmont also told the jury that Henri Paul showed signs of being an alcoholic.
He described him, he said, as seeming very joyful. On a personal note, I've got to say, my father was an alcoholic, he said. When I saw Mr. Paul, he reminded me of my father. His eyes, the way he acted, that's what I thought.
Three soldiers could be sacked from the army after failing drug tests. They were among 50 servicemen and women at barracks in Colchester in Essex that were ordered to undergo checks. A Ministry of Defence spokesman says drug use isn't compatible with army life and won't be tolerated. The King of Saudi Arabia has arrived for a state visit clouded in controversy. The Lib Dem leaders boycotting the event over the kingdom's human rights record, while King Abdullah himself has accused countries including Britain of not doing enough to stop terrorism. A US general has been wounded by a roadside bomb in northern Baghdad. Brigadier General Jeffrey Dorco is the highest ranking American soldier to be hurt in Iraq since the start of the war. We're told he's been evacuated from Iraq for treatment and his injuries aren't life-threatening. More than half of mothers are against government proposals that would see lone parents forced back to work when their youngest child is seven. A survey from Net Mums has revealed the extent of upset over plans to cut income support for lone parents. Members of the campaign group Net Mums is using the poll to hit out at critics who paint stay-at-home single mothers as lazy. The government set out tough measures to tackle carbon emissions following accusations it's presided over a decade of failure. After a lengthy public consultation, it's been announced that the key figure of a 60% cut in our emissions by 2050 may go higher. Once the bill's passed, the target will become legally binding. Tony Juniper from Friends of the Earth says there's hard work ahead.
We need to go back and have a look at the level of overall cuts needed by 2050. We do need that advice to be coming back in before we set the long-term framework out. Otherwise, we'll be chopping and changing, the goalposts will be moving. It's a bit like signing up to a mortgage and not knowing what your salary will be.
Sport, and in the Championship tonight, Watford, the league leaders, are travelling to Crystal Palace. Kick-off was a few moments ago. Scorelines currently 0-0. And you stay with us through the evening to stay up to date. Travel-wise, serious delays heading out of town on the A4 from Gloucester Road to the elevated section of the M4. That's because of a broken-down lorry. And the weather, dry and chilly tonight. Clear as well, lows down to 4 Celsius. Tomorrow, dry and bright with plenty of sunshine, but cold again, highs up to just 14 Celsius. Right now in Maze Hill, it's 11 degrees. This is LBC, it's 8:03.
London's biggest conversation.
LBC.
This is LBC 97.3.
After 20 years on the factory floor, I fancied a desk job, but I knew my English would let me down. But when I found a Learn Direct course called Away With Words for Men Who Do Tons of Overtime to Fund Their Wives' Attempts to Turn a Small Semi into Buckingham Palace, well, that was it. Sales and marketing. How can I help you?
Get a nationally recognised English qualification. Call 0800 101 901. Learn Direct skills and qualifications. Ready when you are.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Okay, we've got some years. I don't want to talk about prawn crackers anymore. It turns out they have got prawns in. What was I thinking? Of course they got prawns in. What was I thinking? They're prawn crackers. I'm furious. Oh, man. I'm tempted just to go home and blow this show. Prawn crackers have got prawns in. Disappointing. Okay, what are we talking about? Well, loads of stuff, it turns out. Absolutely loads of stuff. Vegans are idiots. I don't think we don't need to discuss that. That's just fact. That's just pure fact. It's a pointless state of existence. Meaningless. It serves no purpose.
Alex is a vegan.
He's not vegan. He has beef and ale pie every night.
Well, he's not a very good vegan.
I've lapsed.
He's a lapsed vegan. What have you been stewing over all weekend? That was a lot of these have come just from the people phoning up and saying stuff. Have you been stewing over something all weekend? Maybe something happened at work on Friday or at school or with your family or something, and just all weekend you've been like, what's wrong, darling? Why are you not hungry? It's what happened with Steve at work. I'm stewing over it. 0845 60. That was my impression of a man stewing over something. It's good, isn't it? What happened with Steve at work? I'm stewing over it. 0845 60 60 973. Have you ever fallen asleep somewhere you shouldn't have done? It's a little bit local radio. And maybe you're doing right, dear listener, by not taking the bait on that one. Maybe I've lost all sense of judgment, and you know I could be getting it wrong. So that's the last time I mention that one. If we get no takers on that, then we'll. We've got a taker on it. Okay, well that's fair enough. And how have you avoided someone who's fancied you and tried to make the moves on you? Have you actually hidden from them? Have you lied and said, "Oh, I'm afraid I'm dying. It wouldn't work. I've only got 3 months to live." How have you avoided someone who's been trying to make this? In a second, we'll get Chris's story of how he avoided a ginger girl, who I don't remember, who apparently worked here, but I don't remember her at all. Flash!
Hi, Ian.
Hello, boss. What can I do for you?
We were talking over the weekend, a friend of mine.
Yes.
And he was trying to explain to me how the North Pole and the South Pole are slowly changing position.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it happens, doesn't it? Yes.
So the north will become the south, and the south will become the north.
It's to do with... Isn't it to do with the... is it the iron ore in the centre of the earth just moving in a different speed to the rest of the earth?
Something like that.
Oh, did I get it? I got science, right.
It's the way everything lines up, apparently. It's the electrons and all complicated stuff. And I just sort of thought about it for a minute and just went, well, that means Tony Blair's going to be out of a job.
What?
And he went, why, what do you mean? I said, well, there will be no Middle East problem anymore because it'll be the Middle West.
The Middle West problem.
He can't be ambassador to the Middle East.
Well, the Middle East would then be like America, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because obviously they'll change. So the East will become the West. The West will become the East. So the Middle East problem will just suddenly disappear because it'll be a Middle West problem.
So all we need to do is to solve the problem in the Middle East is wait for the poles to reverse. Problem solved.
That's it. I mean, I just thought, well, surely that's like... Anyway, what are you on? I mean, well... If it changes north to south,
yes.
The west has got to change.
We need, Flash, we need people like you in our government. People who are thinkers and can get things done in a pub.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. I mean, with George Bush and that, I mean, what more do you want in the world, you know? You've already got problems there.
Flash, but... one question. How many years is it going to be before the polls reverse?
Well, according to my friend, he reckons that it should be about 2052, he reckoned.
2050? Oh, hang on, well, that's in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Flipping heck. Really? Hang on, that 2052?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Where did he get this from?
On some internet site.
The same internet site that's giving out the names of royal members of the royal family. Well, Flash, listen, thank you for that. I seriously think you should maybe consider running for Parliament.
Yeah, I'm thinking of standing for the Monster Raving Loony Party.
No, not those Muppets. You don't stand a chance.
No, but they've had most of their ideas put into practice.
What, really?
Yeah, apparently. On their... It says, over the last 30 years, we've had more of our ideas put into practice by government than any other political party.
Well, party?
You know?
Well, party. Well, in that case, Flash, you have my full support, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll vote you for President of the UK when we get...
Good lad, good lad. Thank you, sir. He's absolutely bonkers. Is that true? It is good. The polls won't have reversed by 2052. Surely it's hundreds, if not thousands of years away. How exciting. How exciting. Tina's in Epsom. Hello, Tina.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Right. A couple of years ago, my husband bought a Harley Davidson motorbike.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, we'll have a trip down to Hastings.
Midlife crisis, was it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Have a trip down to Hastings. And on the way back, he came back on the motorway.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep.
No, you didn't.
I did. And he pulled up to have a coffee. And he said, you've been quiet, darling. I said, well, I was having a sleep.
No, you're not supposed to.
That's what he said. I never knew. I was just holding on to him and I dozed off.
What did you think you were supposed to do?
It was so boring.
It's quite... I thought you weren't supposed to hold the driver when you're on a motorbike. You're supposed to hold the seat behind you.
No, I had my arms around him. Big motorbike.
Oh, you were loving it, weren't you? You were going, oh, look at my man. Look at my man in his leathers. He's mine. Get your... Oi, stop looking, girls. He's mine.
Well, I get on your nerves because of motorbikes. Like, he sits on his bike and he nods every motorbike that goes by.
Well, you were... He does what? He mugs them?
He nods. Nods his head.
Oh, he nods. Oh,
hello. Hello.
But you know that all other motorcyclists laugh at Harley riders.
They're nodders, aren't they?
Do you wear tight jeans when you're on the back?
I did do.
Well done, good girl.
And I had the leather jacket with all the strings coming down to make it look good.
Good girl, because you know that every male driver is eyeing you up.
Really?
Yeah, if there's a girl on the back of a motorbike in a pair... Chris, back me up on this, am I right? A girl on the back of a motorbike in a pair of tight jeans, you're trying to have a look, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah.
Of course you are. It's male instinct. We can't... So, you know, thousands of men were eyeing you up to. Now, how does that make you
Lovely.
Feel?
Lovely.
Yeah, good girl.
I've got a nice bum anyway.
Well, okay, send us a picture. Tina, thank you for that. Let's put the phone down. Don't say goodbye. She's rude, but we like her. It's true, though. Alex, you back me up on that one. You're a girl on the back of a motorcycle, a passenger, riding pillion, pair of tight jeans. You have a look, don't you?
Of course, yes, please. You do.
Of course you do. She fell asleep on the back of a motorcycle. Okay, we're sticking with that as a topic. It's a good topic. It's a solid topic. Where have you fallen asleep that you shouldn't have done? So far, we've had in a restaurant, and we have had on the back of a motorcycle. Now, Chris, your story about avoiding a girl that... I avoided a girl that fancied me by pretending to fall asleep in an Indian restaurant. What have you done, Christian?
I have run out of a pub and hidden behind... one of those, I think it's green, British Telecom units that scatter the pavements.
They scatter the pavements?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what a weird descriptive phrase you have.
Well, I think it was a BT thing. It could have been a big green fire hydrant.
So you actually... We don't have fire hydrants in this country. So you actually hid behind it? You crouched?
I crouched down in the middle of a public street, yes.
Okay. What would you have done if she'd have come round and said, Chris, what are you doing down there, mate?
I'm looking for signal.
You've combined two topics, one of which we haven't mentioned yet. So
clever, huh?
No, not clever.
Why?
Disrespectful, because I may not have needed to do the signal topic.
Oh, believe me, you need to.
How long did you stay there?
a few minutes while she left. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to be seen.
Right, well, so we're asking that. Now, Chris has brought into the arena another topic that we weren't going to do, maybe, until tomorrow.
Cleverly.
No, not cleverly, clumsy. But we'll do it anyway. So I've been to the gym today. Oh, I was at the gym. Oh, it was hard work. But it's good. Went for another run yesterday, 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock, as a lie. 20 past 7, Sunday morning. Went for a run. Got back, didn't go to bed. I actually did stuff. Did my washing. Did, what else did I do? Oh, watch a load of telly. Oh, I got the Sky Plus box down to 53% free. 53%. That's got to be a world record.
What's that, 53 hours?
No, I've told you the hours the other day. I'm not telling you again. But I have 53% of my... It's about 85 hours. 53% of my Sky Box Plus was free. It's down to 43 now. Already.
Are you clearing it for Kyle?
Kyle's on Sirius Link. Kyle is on Sirius Link every flipping day. No, the mobile phone thing, right? So I'm in this cafe after going to the gym. And I was on the phone to... Oh, nuts. I was on the... I nearly swore then. I was on the phone to John Lewis, and they're going, oh, sir, your signal's breaking. And then they put the phone down. They pretended that they'd lost my signal. But I did have a really bad signal, and I was waiting for texts and emails to come through. So I didn't. I haven't done this for a long, long time. I haven't done this for years. I picked up my mobile phone, and I was holding it up and waving... I haven't done this for years. Holding it up and waving it around, trying to get a signal. So the question is... It's not a good topic. That's why I wasn't going to do it, actually. Well, I know we'll do it. Does anybody do that on a regular basis? First of all, does that help? Does it help holding up your phone, like, I don't know, a foot away from my head and just moving around, just trying to get a signal? Does that actually have any effect whatsoever? And does anyone do that on a regular basis? Chris has to, in his flat, put his phone on a window ledge, and when he answers the phone, he has to leave the phone on the window ledge. And I've done this in the past. Leave the phone on the window ledge, and put his head down to it like that. I've done that. I've done it in a flat I used to live in Highgate, of all places. So, does waving your phone around actually get a better signal? And do you? Does anyone do that? And do you have to answer your phone in an awkward position? 0845 6060 973. It's the show tonight that just keeps on giving. Cara Mercer.
Hello, Ian.
Let's have the travel girl.
Okay. Right, the A4...
In that voice for the whole thing.
I don't know if I have a voice left after I do this.
Oh, I just do it then, you silly mare.
Okay, then. The A4 is solid as you head out of town from the Chiswick roundabout onto the elevated section of the M4. There's been a broken down lorry there for absolutely ages, but now at last it has been recovered, so hopefully the situation will improve. But in the meantime, it's still looking really clogged up on all of the approaches to the Chiswick roundabout. The North Circular, that's back to Ealing Common, and the South Circular, that's back to before Kew Green. Marylebone Road, that's really slow into town from Harrow Road in towards some traffic lights at Lisson Grove. They're phasing badly, so that's why you've got a queue. In Willesden, Neasden Lane is shut in both directions at the High Road. That's after an incident. And on the tubes, there are delays on the Central Line. On the trains, delays continue on First Connect Southern and Southeastern through Blackfriars. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Breakfast. Just make an example out of this bloke. I don't give a stuff that you think you have some kind of psychiatric disorder. I don't give a stuff that you're battling the bottle. You've punched a 97-year-old bloke so hard in the face that he's blind in one eye, and now he's having to live in a residential home. You're going behind bars, chummy, and you're going behind bars for quite a long time.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at Breakfast, weekday mornings from 7. LBC 97.3.
Hi, I'm Candy from Accelerate Recruitment, and I'm offering jobs to all you lucky truckers. I want Class 1 HGV drivers to go up and down the country from Northamptonshire and the Midlands. I'm offering flexible hours and a very generous package. So call me. My number? 0800-954-917-0.
Class 1 HGV drivers. Call Accelerate Recruitment on 0800-954-917-0 or text HGV to 80010.
LBC 97.3 invites you to Seduced, the major new exhibition at Barbican Art Gallery. Seduced, Art and Sex from Antiquity to Now features 300 works by artists who've challenged sexual boundaries over 2,000 years. From early Roman marbles to 19th century photography to contemporary art. Seduced, provocative, seductive and occasionally explicit. Now on at Barbican Art Gallery, rated 18. For tickets, call 0845 120 7550 or log on to lbc.co.uk.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I got some karaoke game for the Wii over the weekend. I got it ages ago and I play it called Boogie. It's brilliant. Right, you were supposed to dance. We weren't dancing, we were just singing. So I needed to prove to Fandango that she couldn't sing. She thinks she can sing. I said, well, you can't. Oh, no, I can't sing. No, you can't. Oh, I can't sing. I can sing all. I said, no, you can't. So we put this game on and you record, you sing and you get rated. And she was awful. Awful. I was all right.
Really?
Yeah, I was all right. I sang, this was Sunday morning, at 10:30 Sunday morning. What did I sing? ABC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. And I tell you what I also sang. Hang on a second, I think we've got it on here somewhere. I sang this.
Mumble number 5.
Yeah, that's right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Everybody on the car, so come on, let's drive to the Dubai. Yeah, that's good.
Isn't it a bit disappointing when a girl can't sing?
Well, I've known for a long time she can't sing. Mm. Very few girls can sing, I think.
See, I think a lot of them can.
Really?
But then when you get one that's really bad, you think, that's a shame.
I've got one.
Yeah.
She makes up for it another way. She cooks dinner and stuff. That's got to be,
That's good. Mine doesn't cook dinner, but she can sing.
Really? Well, there you go, you see. We've all got something. Alex?
Oh,
dear. I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry nothing. To hear that. I think that most girls can't sing. All right, well, we'll find out tonight. We'll find out. We'll settle this argument that is threatening the relationship between Alex and myself. Could get nasty. Can girls sing? If you're a girl, I don't want you to sing. I just want you to phone up and say, yes, I can sing, or no, I can't sing. Or no, actually, no, not the girls. I'm not interested in the girls phoning up. The blokes. Can you phone up and be honest? Can your girlfriend sing, yes or no? That's all we need to know. Yes, she can sing. No, she can't sing, but she thinks she can. Okay, 0845 6060973. It's a scientific survey. Can girls sing? Boys, phone up and tell us about your girlfriends, and we'll find out once and for all. We've got so much on the show. And we write this down because I forget. Can girls sing? Okay, there we go. The phones have gone mental on the back of that one. Now, who's been on here the longest? Nick has. Hello, Nick.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding a dong ding. Come on, everybody, join in. Yes?
44% I've got on the old Sky Plus at the moment.
You got 44% free?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, I've done about 2%, but I got rid of all the Sex and the Cities. The wife is driving me crazy, put Sex and the Cities on there, so I got rid of them all.
Oh, well done you, mate. Congratulations.
You've got, haven't you?
Well, you've got to make a stand. The Sky Plus is belongs to the gentleman of the house, always.
Thank you very much. I hope she's listening, because she can... And I tell you what, talking about singing voices,
yeah.
She has got the worst... I mean, there's no one that can beat the worst voice that she's got. I mean, we actually get her up on the stage sometimes, because she sings Feelings.
Oh,
and
man.
Every note is out of tune.
We've put you down in the can't sing thing. It's satisfying getting rid of all the everything on the Sky... Well, clearing a lot off the Sky Plus, isn't it?
Oh, mate. You know, you delete. Press the yellow button. Delete. You've got another 2%.
It's like going to a counsellor or going to see a psych. It's like getting therapy. It's better than... And when I got it down to 48%, I was well satisfied. I thought, 48, I'm happy with that. No, I'm not happy with it. I can get it over 50. I got it to 52.
52. I might go home tonight... Delete something else.
I got it to 52% free, then I'm back up to 43 because I taped a couple of films and then I did wife swap last night as well, so I'm up to 43. I can get it down to 48 again quite easily though.
Right, let's see if I can beat that.
I may even get rid of Rambo 3 just to prove a point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the problem I've got now is I'm recording Dragon's Den tonight, see, so that's going to push it up a little bit.
I'm recording Dragon's Den and the Crime Watch tonight. Well done, yes.
You know the reason I rang you up for?
Was it talk about crisps?
Crisps, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Beef.
Yes.
And chicken.
Yeah.
Have got beef and chicken.
No, they haven't.
They have.
Hang on a second. No, they haven't.
They have.
No, they haven't. They've got beef and chicken flavouring in.
How can you get a flavour? You're telling me then you can get chemicals together to make any flavour you like?
Yes.
Wrong. Well, if you can do that, why can't you do it with prawn crackers then?
Well, exactly, but you can... Also, first of all, there's nothing more tasteless than a chicken flavoured crisp. It's awful flavour.
I totally agree.
I hated it ever since I was a kid. But no, I've not read the book, but there's one of these big poncy books about flavour factories where they make... flavours up. You know, it hasn't got real meat in. Well, no, I won't say that, just in case that thing has got meat in. But it hasn't got meat in it. It's just flavouring. It's just made with...
How did you get the flavouring, though?
Well, in the flavour factory.
Flavour factory.
They make... Nick, they make...
The Willy Wonka bar.
They make... No, listen, this is a bloke speaking who's under the thumb, who lets his missus record two whole series of Sex and the City.
You're right.
Yes, exactly. It's flavour... I haven't... I need someone to phone up and back me up, because I know this is true, but for the first time, I haven't got enough evidence to prove it to you. But there is no beef in beef-flavoured crisps.
I think there is.
I think there isn't.
Oh, we'll have to put it out and have a look, won't we?
Or we can meet up and have a punch-up in a car park, and the last man standing is right.
Why don't we punch Chris?
All right, yeah, I tell you what, we'll meet up, we'll both punch Chris, and the person who sends the killer blow, not killer literally, I mean knocks him over, wins.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, I'll have that.
Don't worry, Chris, leave it to me, I'm sorting it out.
Cheers, mate.
Nick, thank you for that. Good lad. Okay, well, can someone phone up and back me up? Can we stop having topics? We've got too many topics on the show now.
Slow down.
We're moving too fast, you gotta make the morning last. Kicking down the dude. I watched two good films yesterday. I watched The Last King of Scotland, that Idi Amin. Who's Idi Amin, Chris?
I am as a cork.
There you go. I wasn't sure. I had a rough idea, and it was good to watch. Is that film actually based on fact? Is that real? Is it? Alex is nodding. He's nodding, but are you just nodding to try and look hard and clever?
No, I heard it was.
Where did you hear this?
From a man in the pub.
There we go, you see, from a man in a pub. Well, if it's based on true story, it's brilliant. What a brilliant film. Brilliant film. And then in the evening, I watched Vacancy. Scary film with Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson's brother, who's put on a lot of weight. He's a fatty butty. Big fatty butty. Good film, though. Very good film. Scary. Spooky. Made me jump. Made me excited. Made me feel good. Made me fruity. Didn't make me fruity, actually. Made me hungry. That's why we went and had Chinese. I don't know what I'm talking about films for. Who's next? James.
Anyway.
Yes.
You know, how do they do it?
Have you got a girlfriend or a wife?
Sadly, yes.
Can she sing?
Well, all women can sing. It's just, can they do it in tune, or are they mainly tone deaf?
Exactly.
The latter.
So she can't. Okay, we'll put you in there.
Two things. Number one, how do they do it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was an episode that you narrated which shows how a potato goes to a packet of crisps within 15 minutes, and it's...
Did I really?
Flavouring, yes, you did.
And it's just got flavouring in it, there's no meat?
It's just... No, of course not. They don't chuck half a cow into beef crisps.
Thank you. That's where I got my knowledge from, my own TV shows that I narrate.
But
excellent.
You just couldn't even remember.
I couldn't remember. I just took the money and I ran.
Well, yeah, no, you know, I suppose I'd do the same thing.
Oh, it paid... let's just say it paid very, very well.
Yeah, if I could get an agent.
I had my nephew, he's 2.5, and for the first time, my sister sent me a text saying, Ian, I've just blown Dylan's mind. He's heard your voice. There was an advert with your voice on. I told him it was you, and he couldn't work out, he couldn't understand the concept that my voice was on television.
You were hiding inside the television.
Then he thought I was a contestant on Countdown. That's where it got a bit confusing. So he didn't quite grasp it, but I would love to have seen his face when she told him. He would have been
That reminds me of an incident of about 15 or so years ago when an old friend's daughter, who would have been about 18 months at the time, she always pointed to the television screen and said, Dad, when the Mr. Muscle advert came up.
There you go, kids, man. It's fantastic. Polls.
A few callers back.
Yes.
You recommended that someone should run for Parliament.
Yes.
Because the pollers were shifting.
Well, no, just because of the way that he expressed it and the fact that he said he could solve the Middle East crisis.
It pales in insignificance because I feel I must bring one minor detail to your attention.
Please do, sir.
Okay, north becomes south, south becomes north.
Yes.
East becomes west, west becomes east.
That's correct.
According to the Holy Bible...
Yes.
One of the conditions which will, clearly state the end of the world is the sun rising in the west and setting in the east. Do not look forwards to 2052.
Oh, sweet Lord.
It is not good news. Fails to work on many levels.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to do a big wee-wee in your bowl of cornflakes and everything, but,
that'd be unpleasant. Well, you know that she ain't going to phone up this show to back you up on that.
Who?
You know. I don't know if I've got the jingle anymore, have I? Hang on a second.
Go on.
Hang on. Oh, this, there we go.
Chris from Crouch End! Chris from Crouch End! Chris from Crouch End!
Cows are supernatural.
So she won't be phoning up to back you up on that?
When's she gonna ring? When's she gonna ring?
James, thanks for that.
I wish she would.
I wish she would. She'll phone up Clive and argue about it.
Yeah, well, why don't you see this? This is what I don't get. Chris from Crouch End, please, ring in! Ring in, and see, this is the one of the rare instances...
Yes.
Well, this is one of the rare instances where her in-depth, bottom-retentive knowledge...
Yes.
...on the working of God and the Holy Bible and everything else could actually come in useful in validating...
There we go. Thank you, James. Right. Yes. 0845-6060-973. We have an action-packed show with more... have we got any more calls than this?
Yes.
Okay, good. How many?
Quite a few.
Loads, so we're all right. Okay, good, because I've used up pretty much the whole week's worth of topics in one show. I thought we could make it last a little bit longer than that. If you want to take part, do call, though, 0845 6060 973. Thank you.
First, clear some space. Next, get a chopping board. Make it heavy. I like marble. Then pick up your mouse, hold the little blighter tight. Then in one swift movement, slam it on the board. Then again. Nice. Then again, and again and again. Oh, work, please!
There is a way to get your IT problems off your hands, whatever size your business. It's called BT IT Manager. It's like an instant breakdown recovery service for your IT with 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts, so you can get back to doing what you do best in no time.
Right, that's it. It's the blender for you, sunshine.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT... visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
on 97.3 DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30. I'm Katie Brethwick. The jury at the inquest into the death of Princess Diana has heard from one of those arrested at the scene helping a photographer. Stéphane Darmon said he was sure Diana's driver, Henri Paul, had the telltale signs of being an alcoholic. Three soldiers who are based in Essex are facing dismissal from the army after failing drug tests. The Ministry of Defence says they're among 50 servicemen and women from barracks in Colchester ordered to undergo checks. And most Londoners think their city is expensive, crime-ridden and dirty. A YouGov poll of 2,000 people found 97% complaining the cost of living was too high. 86% saw crime as a big problem too. Sport: Crystal Palace are hosting league leaders Watford tonight. The game kicked off at 8. Currently, it's 0-0. And in showbiz, the father of Amy Winehouse has spoken out about his continuing fears for her health. Mitch Winehouse has told ITV1's This Morning programme the singer had cut down on her drinking in the past year, but is still battling bulimia and drug addiction. Travel-wise, the broken-down lorry on the M4's elevated section as you head out of town has now been recovered, but there are still long queues on all the approaches to the Chiswick roundabout. And the weather, dry and chilly tonight, lows down to 4 Celsius. This is LBC, it's 8:31.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of Inside Tracks customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from Inside Track. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
That's the phone number if you want to give us. Don't forget, Jonas has just reminded me, the work experience lad, that we are having a parade of double jointedness after 9 o'clock. If you're a double jointed and you want to show off, come on after 9 o'clock. It's very simple the way it works. We'll explain it all. But phone up now and book your place, because those tickets are going hot, 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 hot. Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, I'm going to New York in December. December the 13th, I think. 13th, which is a Thursday. 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. Coming back on the 17th or the 18th. Are there any good gigs, like bands playing in that time that I should go and see? As I said earlier, I tried to get tickets for Neil Young, and it's sold out. I think Hall & Oates are playing on the 12th, actually. So if anyone, I don't really know where to look on the internet. So can someone tell me, are there any decent bands playing 13th to the 17th of December in New York City, America? And could you give me a call and let me know, please? 0845 60 60 973. Can your girlfriend or wife sing? I bet not. It's 2-0 so far, saying that they can't. People, you've hang on, what have we done? What have you been stewing over all weekend? Where have you fallen asleep that's inappropriate? How have you avoided people? Vegans are idiots. That'll do for the moment. Glenn!
Good evening.
Glenn, sorry to keep you waiting, sir. What can I do for you?
No, that's cool. You mentioned John Lewis earlier.
Yes.
I was in the John Lewis, because I worked there 6 days a bloody week.
Oh, OK.
And I saw you in there.
Whoa, what are you, when?
Whoa, the other Sunday, it was 8 days ago.
Oh, yeah, I looked really scruffy,
you
didn't I?
You looked really peed off. You were strolling down that old escalator, blowing and puffing.
I wanted out of there, man, wanted out.
So did I, 6 days a week, bro.
But well anyway, done. What department do you work in, Glenn?
I work in the sports department, top floor.
Oh, I saw you!
No way.
Yeah, well, was you with someone else?
Of course I was.
And one of you sort of pointed me out or something?
No, don't do that.
Are you, someone did.
Ooh, no.
All right, Glenn.
I was waiting desperately, though, because I was waiting until 1:01 so I could say, Good evening!
But I see.
You weren't there.
Well, not 1:01. I went in the morning, didn't I?
Please remember, open till 6 o'clock, sir.
What?
We're open till 6 o'clock every week.
Yeah, but I'm not going at 6 o'clock.
Well.
I was there in the morning.
Oh, yeah, well, mid-afternoon.
Well, no, it was about 12, wasn't it?
You're bang on.
There we go. This guy's scary.
And I'm going to redress the balance.
Yes.
2-1.
Your girlfriend can sing?
My wife can sing.
She can sing. She's not there, is she?
Yeah.
Give us a bit.
Ah, she won't sing.
Ah, well.
She won't jump on.
Okay. But well,
she's a good singer.
How often does she sing all the time?
Well, since we've had the baby, she's la 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 la, and I thought, my God, she can sing.
Oh, no, this is what I'm worried about. If I ever have kids with this with Fandango, it's not happening at the moment, but if it ever happened, it could happen. She's going to scare the poor little blighter out of the house.
Oh, no.
She's going to be like, don't do that to him, he's terrified. Look, you're making him cry. I'm worried about it.
Anyway, it's 2-1.
All right, Glenn, thank you for that, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. 0845-60-60973 is the telephone number if you want to come on to radio. Mike.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, Mike.
How are you?
Who's that in the background?
Oh, that's my little boy.
All right, well, how old's he?
He's going to be 4 and a half this December.
Well, hang on. He's going to be 4 and a half. At what age do you stop doing the halves?
When it turns into a one, I suppose.
When it turns into a one?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When it turns into 5 or 6 or...
Yeah, but no, but I mean, I'm 34 and a half. But I don't say that anymore. I say 34. When do you drop the halves on the end of the age? Don't say when...
You know what? I'm absolutely stuck.
Okay, well, it's as a parent, Mike, it's something you should think about. If you want to live up to your responsibilities properly, it's something you've got to sort out.
All right.
Anyway, fella, what can I do for you?
Well, my missus, she can sing your clogs off. If you got clogs on, she can sing them off, mate. She puts Michael Jackson to shame.
Well, let me make my own joke in my head that I can't broadcast.
Hey?
I was making a joke in my head that I couldn't broadcast.
Oh, all right.
But what can she give us some?
Give you some what?
Loving all your hugs and kisses too, or a bit of a song. Like, give us 3 lines of a song.
All right, then. I'm going to put her on the phone.
Okay.
She's only going to sing. She ain't going
to
talk.
I don't want to talk to her.
I don't need to get carried away with her.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Is she hot, Mike?
She's very hot.
Really? Even after kids?
Eh?
Yeah, go on. Let's have a listen.
Watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to try it on with her.
Keep her hands in your pocket. Keep them on
the desk. What's her name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah.
One of my sexiest names around. Okay. Go on. I don't want to bore you. I want to listen to Lisa sing to me now. Go on.
Hold on. Come on, babe.
Come on, Lisa.
Another day has gone.
Oh, Lisa.
And I'm still all alone.
Leave Mike, he's a loser.
How could this be?
Lisa, come and live with me.
But you're not here with me.
I'm very, very wealthy.
Never say goodbye.
I'm a very sensitive lover.
Someone tell me why.
Mike can't even speak properly.
Did you have to go?
I used to know Ricky Gervais.
And leave my world so cold.
I've got a Renault Clio.
Right, what do you think of that?
I thought she was coming on to me, mate, to be honest. I think you ought to keep an eye on her, because did you hear what she was singing to me?
Alone.
I'll be honest, mate, I'd keep an eye on her. She sounds like she's looking for trouble.
Right, who answered the phone when I phoned up originally? Is he there?
Was it Jonas or was it Christian?
I don't know, but he knows the secret. Ask one of them.
He knows the secret?
Yeah. Just ask them.
Chris, I've got to ask you something. Do you know the secret?
Huh?
Mike, was that you singing?
Yes, I'm Lisa and I am Mike. I'm not a transvestite, but I wanted to prove to you lot that women can sing, so don't put us down, you naughty men. Right?
What the hell is going on here? I've got a hermaphrodite on the phone. That doesn't count. If you've got both things down, it doesn't count.
I'm Mike.
Oh, you're a scary woman. Your bloke's voice is... I see what was scary was when you went from Mike's voice up into your real voice and it's gradually... That was scary.
It scares me too.
Yeah, you're not that good a singer, I'm afraid, love.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'm putting you in the can't sing department, I'm afraid.
All right, then. What about the Clio?
Well, we can still meet up.
I want a refund.
I'll get out of here. Thank you. No, see, what she thought there was that I didn't want to say anything because Mike sounded like he could have me. But now it turns out she could. But women think they can sing. What do we think? Before Chris, do you think that she could sing there?
Well, I'm tone deaf, so sound in tune to me.
Alex, what do you think? Do you think she could sing?
I think just because choice of song, you know, she loses. I can't speak either.
It's like we've all been taking LSD or something. We haven't, before Richard Park gets on the phone and sacks us. We haven't. But it's
like a pepperami tonight. I can't speak.
Well, she's on the can't sing. Definitely can't sing. So everyone brace yourselves. It's Dion.
Hello, Ian. Hello, good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening.
I missed the first hour of your show.
Oh, it's a shame. It was a corker.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a corker. We phoned up.
I was in a major supermarket in Sydenham doing my
Tesco's
shopping.
Tesco's?
No, Asda's.
Okay. We phoned up the King of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, he's been in a bit of bother, hasn't he?
He's been. We had him on the show. If you missed the first hour of the show, we had the King of Saudi Arabia live on the phone. It was brilliant. He put his case forward very well. I thought we had someone who was anti him on the other line, and they had a good old ding-dong. Classic radio.
You really talked to him?
Yeah, we did. We had him on.
I know one of the... I listened earlier this morning, and one of the MPs has stepped down from meeting him.
Yes, the leader of the Liberal Democrat Party.
I think it was.
Ming Campbell.
Yeah. But it's good to go shopping. I normally do it on the internet.
It is good to go.
But I tell you, some of there's some very fit women in Asda.
Oh, God. Well, Asda's is famous for the fit women in there, isn't it?
You know, it seemed to be the time of night I went. Yeah. I've just been to West London all afternoon.
Oh, yeah. What have you been doing there?
Taking them Japanese couple out.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Went to couple of charity shops they wanted to go to.
You know, the word for mum and dad, right, in Japanese, if you're talking about someone else's mum, I think it's Okasan.
Okasan,
something like that. If you're talking about your mum, it's Chi-Chi. And if you're talking about your dad, it's Ha-Ha. Isn't that brilliant? Chi-Chi and Ha-Ha.
Good.
Yeah, I love
it. Very easy words to remember.
Well, Chi-Chi and Ha-Ha.
Yeah, I said sayonara to them this evening.
Okay. That's almost like sayonara, yeah.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
But they understand me. They've speak absolutely really good English.
Yeah, they do. They all do, yes.
You know, they learn it at school from when they're...
I'm going to go to Japan next year. I might go February. I'm thinking of going February.
February.
I think the weather
will be nice, won't it?
It'll be cold. I think it'll be cold and wet in February.
Everyone thinks, you know, when I go to the Middle East...
Yes.
They think it's warm. But you go there at night, I'll tell you something, it is really, really cold.
There's a real chill, isn't there? Real chill in the air.
Yeah, it sort of drops below freezing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and
that's why there are more... Do you know... Here we go. Do you know how most people die in the desert?
Cold?
No. They drown. Fact. Most people die in the desert because they drown. Because... I think that's true. I might have dreamt it. But because...
No, go on, I'm listening.
Because they have flash storms in the desert.
Yeah,
and,
you do.
And then they cause these rivers... I think this is true. And so more people drown in the desert... Or freeze. It's either drown or freeze. It's not.
Well, you don't
dress for it. You don't dress for the desert, no. Who does? Who does these days?
I don't know. I've just been and bought a top for winter today. I went to Gold Hawk Road.
I bought a winter top.
Yeah.
Is that like a jumper?
Yeah, it's got a little zip on the front of it. It's like a modern day fleece.
A modern day fleece, okay. Okay. Well,
yeah, I bought it off a shop on Gold Hawk Road I used to use.
Now, you're an expert at... we're going to talk about hiding in your house tomorrow. We're going to do that tomorrow. But you must be an expert on avoiding the unwanted advances of ladies.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So how do you hide from a lady that wants you, but you don't want her because she's a munter? Shall I rephrase?
Probably find a wooded area.
Yeah.
And go up a tree. No, I mean, what would you do, Ian?
Well, I pretended to fall asleep in an Indian restaurant.
No.
I did. Chris hid behind a green thing. But you'd go to a wooded area and climb up a tree.
Yeah.
Okay, good lad. Well, Dion, as always, what did you buy in the Asda's, by the way?
I bought loads of stuff.
Nice one.
I know you're a vegetarian. I bought a couple of vegetarian things.
Okay.
I bought 12 ready meals.
12?
Yeah, lumps of cheese. I bought some Danish salami, which I had to convert from ounces to grams because the girl behind the counter didn't know what I was talking about.
No, she wouldn't have a clue, would she?
Topped my phone up on the till.
Oh, yeah. What, you topped your phone up on the till?
Yeah, you can do it now on the till as you pay your bill.
What?
I've got a swipe card.
Oh, okay, right. You've lost me. Well, Dion, thank you for that, boss. Gotta go.
All right, then, mate. Cheers, I'll be listening all night.
Take
anyway.
Care, mate. Bye bye. There we go. Excellent stuff. And so, if you did miss the first hour of the show with the interview with the King of Saudi Arabia and an anti Saudi Arabian as well, then do get the podcast service. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. Can your girlfriend or wife sing? I don't think so. It's 3-1 so far in favour of those that can't sing. Vegans, falling asleep, avoiding people, stewing over all weekend. It sounds like a pretty action-packed show. And most of those topics weren't on... In fact, I don't think we've hardly touched the list. Oh, apart from getting phone signal, but that one didn't work, because I didn't think it would. We'll speak to Kit after this. Travel News Now is going to Mazar.
Still looking fairly slow on the M4 as you head out of town from 1 for Chiswick onto the elevated section. It's after a broken down lorry that was stuck there for absolutely ages. It's still looking really busy as well on all of the approaches to the Chiswick roundabout. The Marylebone Road, that's very slow from Harrow Road towards the traffic lights that are out of sync at Lisson Grove. Not doing too badly though as you head out of town. And in Wilsdon, Neasden Lane, that's now open in both directions at the High Road after an incident. It was closed for the whole of today. If you're stuck anywhere or you've seen something that's causing a problem, please call me on the jam line. That's 08000 68 60 80. 08000 68 60 80. By the way, some roadworks are going to start up in about 15 minutes on the North Circular in New Southgate as you head eastbound just by Bounds Green Road. They're going to cone off the lane there for resurfacing works for the tubes delays on the Central Line. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Mohammed's in Ealing.
First time caller to yourself. LBC stands also for Lebanese Broadcasting Channel, which is one of my favourite TV channels. So when I saw it on the radio, I was like, that's a bit weird, they came to London.
Would you prefer it if this was the Lebanese Broadcasting Channel?
No, they're a bit boring.
Am I more interesting than the Lebanese Broadcasting Company?
Yeah.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7 on LBC. That's London's biggest conversation, not the Lebanese Broadcasting Channel.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know, a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
There's nothing on in New York, it turns out, on those dates I'm going. Although Ronnie Spector's Christmas party is on. And I'm trying to find out who's on. Who's in the... Who's else is playing? I like a bit of Ronnie Spector. What does she sing? Be My Baby. Was that the Ronettes? I think it might have been, yeah. Well, hang on a second. Well, I don't want to see about... That's her official website, so tell me when... Oh, for God's sakes.
Chris, is it just one of them?
Is there just one what? It's Ronnie Spector. She was married to Phil Spector.
Oh, right.
But I need to find out who else is on the bill, because it's Ronnie Spector's Christmas party. That would be quite good to go and see, but it doesn't say who's on the bill. Does it?
Maybe it's just her mates.
Well, yeah, but who are her mates? Like rock stars?
I saw her with Joey Ramone.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah,
She did a cover of...
She's good, man.
Beach Boys.
Yeah, she's good, but I don't know who's playing. Can someone do the internet for me, please? Thanks. Kit!
Hi.
Hello, Kit.
Hi, mate.
Yeah.
I've got your solution to your reception on your phone.
Oh, yes.
Okay. First of all, what type of phone do you have?
I have a BlackBerry Pearl.
Oh, that really helps. Is it running on 3G?
What?
The 3G network.
No.
Oh, okay. Then I ain't got a solution, because if it was... Then you turn off the 3G and make it work on a normal GSM network, because there's not enough 3G area around everywhere.
But that's because hardly anyone uses 3G. No, I'm on T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile, but the 3G signal. You know, you've got your GSM and you've got your 3G signal.
What do you mean the 3G? What do you mean?
It's like, you know where you can do 3G? Most of the new phones work on 3G network.
I don't know what 3G means, though.
I'll get Chris to look it up.
No, you tell me, Kit. You've called in to tell me.
Okay, you got your normal, you know, your bog standard phone that you had ages ago. one of them ones. They used to work on the 1G. Then you came up with the 2G with the normal phones without the cameras and the
right.
cameras that you can do video conferencing on.
Yes.
Then they came out with them camera phones where you can talk to each other, but no one uses them. Right. So what it is... You're confused, aren't you?
I'm on GPRS, it says.
No, you know your network that you run, where you select your network?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to email you then, because it's quite a hard step to do.
Don't bother. What did you call in for, Kit?
Well, that, and also my girlfriend cook, and sing as well.
Can she really sing, though? Are you just saying that?
Well, she sings when we're driving most of the time. She's singing, and when I start to sing, she goes, I can't sing at all, so... It's most of the time she's singing halfway
through.
So
you're saying she, because I will put her on the... Do you know, there's a really annoying thing my girlfriend does that she doesn't know... Well, she knows that she does, because I keep telling her. I said, you've done it. You've just done it again, right? I like having a really good whistle at home. I love whistling. It's one of my hobbies. It's on my CV. It's hobbies. Whistling. I whistle. Let me whistle for you. Tell me something to whistle, Kit, and I'll whistle it for you.
I know you're picking a tune out of my head. I don't know.
There are millions of songs you could pick.
I believe in I Can Fly. Very good.
That is good
whistling. Everyone's speakers apart.
Who cares about those losers? That is good whistling, right? So I'll be doing that. I'll be whistling. And I don't mind whistling. I believe I can fly. But then she'll start whistling, right? But she can't whistle. So she goes...
Yeah, all over the place.
And it's like, you just ruined my good whistle. I was having a really good whistle. You just ruined it. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise. Every flipping time, Kit. Every time.
What can you do?
I'm that close to dumping her because of the whistling.
No, you can't dump her because of that.
No, you can. You can. Because maybe in 60 years' time, right, when we're really old and we're married and we're there, that's the kind of thing. That's why elderly people kill each other. Because of little tiny things like that that have been going on for years and years and years that on the outside seem like nothing. But over 60 years of her interrupting my whistling, that's enough to drive a man to murder.
It probably could do, yeah.
Yeah, it could do.
Yeah, she can sing, so but not like proper loud. Okay. She can sing like under her breath, but you can hear a little tone coming out.
Oh, no, Kit, I'm sorry. You've just said under her breath. That's not proper singing.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't elaborate. There's no an audience for her.
No, that's not, Kit. I'm afraid I'm going to have to say goodbye, and I have to put her on the can't sing side. Under her breath. Everyone sings brilliant. Chris, sing under your breath. I bet you sound brilliant. Rick, just sing really softly like that.
What do you want to sing?
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
Is that, no, Alex is laughing, only because he's embarrassed and a little bit aroused by that. Me too. But that sounds all right because you're doing it under your breath. Now, if you now sing full volume, but do your best you can. Go on, full volume.
I believe I can fly.
Awful, awful. Under your breath, it sounds all right.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Thank you, Chris. Well done, you proved a point. So she can't sing. 4-1
Let
so
Alex
far.
Have a go.
Alex?
Yeah?
Can you sing I Believe I Can Fly? Under your breath.
I believe I can fly.
Well, there's an exception to every rule, and proved that there. by the way, don't forget, you've got about 10, 15 minutes if you want to get your calls in to be part of the parade of the double-jointed.
Oh.
Not you, Jim. So if you're a double jointed and you want to come on and be part of the parade and show off your freakishness, how many have we got so far, Chris?
Two.
Who have we got?
Missy and Emma.
We got Vincent as well. Didn't Jonas tell you about Vincent?
Oh, Jonas!
Don't mate, because he's upset. But Vincent wants to be part of it, and then I think Vincent wants to talk to us afterwards. So we've got room for a couple more then. 0845 60 60 973. If you're one of those freaks that is called double jointed and you want to show off your skill, I was always in awe of the kids at school that could do that, could like bend their thumbs and stuff like that. 0845 60 60 973. Jim.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Ian, sorry, I'm just standing. I mean, one of the topics is my bad reception in this flat. So I've been.
I thought you were another Jim from Beckenham. That's why I was so rude to you. I do apologise.
No, Jim. Well, I'm Jim Smith from Beckenham.
You're not the bass player out of the Cardiacs, are you?
No, I'm a musician, though.
Okay. Well, that's
but one of the but the main topic was this avoiding women. I had a bit of a I had a huge problem with alcohol for many years as a young man, and so I, you know, I got into this relationship.
Everything all good and clean now, sir?
31 years Saturday.
Really?
Well, abstinent. Yeah, well, that's, I'm 30. Yeah,
that's
so
fantastic.
It's been a long while.
Yeah, well done, man. Good.
But anyway, Ian, I was with this. I couldn't say no, and I liked the woman for. Well, you know, physically, but she got very intense, and we were in the back of my friend's car going through Croydon High Street, just coming up to some traffic lights, and she mentioned the word engagement.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, and I, you know, I kind of got very anxious, and I just said, look, I've just seen someone over there, and I owe them some money. And I got out the car at the lights, ran, and never saw her again.
No, you're joking.
No, that, honestly, that
you got out of a car. Well, you were boozed up at the time, eh?
No, but I was on my way to a drink, you know.
Okay.
You got out of the car. I never saw again.
You got out of the car.
Yeah.
And you ran away.
And I ran. And
now, some people, Jim, would call you a coward. Not me.
Well, I wasn't.
No, that's the bravest thing I've ever heard. That's incredibly brave.
Oh, well.
Jim, you got something about phone signals?
Have I what? Well, I'm just. It might sound all right now, but I've been standing for 5 minutes in one position in my kitchen.
Yeah.
It's the only place I can get reception.
My flat's actually lousy. I was going to say, it's all right. It's lousy for phone reception. There's hardly anywhere it works. Jim, I have to go. Thank you for that. Well done on 31 years, mate.
One quick thing. I know you like websites.
Jim, we'll come and do it after this. Ow.
Ah, looking for a great deal on a new home, are we? Yeah. Drowning in local papers' property sections.
Look.
With smartnewhomes.com, we've got loads and loads of deals from loads and loads of developers.
Oh.
Even better, you tell us what you want and we'll send you an email or text alert of the latest deals that suit you. It's just part of the service from the site with thousands and thousands of new homes.
Ooh.
Smartnewhomes.com, the smarter way to buy a new home.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Sorry, Jim, have to pay the bills, as you understand. Carry on, sir.
Of course. No, it's just me and a friend. He hasn't had a drink for 6 years. But we're both professional musicians. We do a little project around rehabs called Two Different Rows.
Yeah.
TwoDifferentRows.com.
Yeah.
I think you'd be interested in the sign.
I will have it. TwoDifferentRows.com. I shall have a little look at that, boss, during the news.
TWO, yeah.
Cheers, Jim. Well done for the 31 years.
Great show as well, thanks.
Cheers, mate. Take care, fella. There we go. Well, that's some achievement. Excellent stuff there. Byron!
I'm just going to back you up on the roast chicken flavouring for crisps.
Yeah.
It says here, roast chicken flavoured crisps ingredient, roast chicken flavour, and then in brackets, flavouring. And it doesn't say at all in there, like, there's actual real meat in there.
Are you reading this live from a bag of crisps?
Yeah.
Well done to you, sir.
And then it says, it's got all the little ticks saying, like, no artificial colours and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it says, suitable for vegetarians.
There we go, you see. How could that man not believe that they've sent a man to the moon, and he thinks they couldn't invent a chicken flavouring that doesn't have chicken in? What an idiot, Byron!
Huh?
Not you, him.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Byron.
Yeah.
Cheers, fella. Vincent!
All right.
Hey, listen, that last podcast...
Yeah?
Are you recording this phone call for your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The last one was awful, mate.
All right.
It was 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
You ripped something off YouTube.
Yeah.
And you faked a phone call between me and you. Oh,
yeah.
I don't like cheese and onion crisps. Anyone who likes them is an idiot. Oh, I like cheese and onion crisps and they're the most popular flavour. No, they're not. They're rubbish. Or, what are you doing, Vinny? Oh, no, you're a big idiot. That was it. That was the extent of your podcast. Cack. Awful. Disgusting. Where was your special guest?
I don't know. I'm going to try and get it next time.
Yeah, well done you. Can I come and be on your podcast?
Yeah, all right, if you want. Well, you're going to be on it next time because I'm recording this.
Yeah, well, by the way, you know that for you to put this on your podcast will be breaking copyright.
Okay.
I have seen the, you know, we had a little film made of us?
Yeah.
I've seen the film.
What film?
for Channel 4's website.
Oh, yeah.
You're in it?
Yeah, I'm in the clip, yeah.
Yeah, you're brilliant. It's the funniest thing. Well, I don't know when it's
on. When is it on?
It's going to be on the website. It's not on telly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But it's going to... we'll find out. Well, Chris, can we speak to Rory and find out when they're going to put it up on the website? Because I want everyone to see it. Hey, Vincent, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm double jointed.
Yeah, no, we're doing... You're in the double jointed parade, though.
Oh, yeah. Am I?
Well, yeah, you're in the parade.
So what do I do, have to do?
Well, you have to. We have to call you back after the news.
Then I'm not in. I'm not double jointed then.
Then why? What?
Because I have to go. I ain't got the time.
What do you mean? What do you mean you ain't got the time?
Talk to you too much.
What? Listen, Vinny, we're calling you back, and if your phone isn't being picked up, I'm going to come round to East Ham tonight, and I'm going to kick your door down. All right?
All right.
Speak to you after the news.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
On 97.3 DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, McCann's spokesman admits couples' mortgage payments were paid by Maddie Fund. Paparazzo tells of panic as Diana and Dodie left hotel. And Kylie's given a prestigious award at a ceremony in central London. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Katie Brethwick. Two of the McCann family's mortgage payments were paid by the Fighting Fund to find their daughter Madeline. Kate and Jerry McCann's spokesman says the transactions were made before the couple were made official suspects in the case. It's understood the missing four-year-old's father intends to return to work as a consultant cardiologist on Thursday. The Princess Diana inquest has heard there was panic among the paparazzi as she left the Ritz Hotel in Paris by a back door with Dodie fired. The jury's been hearing from Stéphane Darmon, a paparazzi biker who pursued the couple through the streets on the night they died. Sky's royal correspondent Sarah Hughes says he accused their driver, Henri Paul, of taunting photographers.
Henri Paul came back to the photographers, some of whom he knew very well, and said 1-0, which meant he'd scored a point having the cars moved around. Then he went on to say the couple were going to be there in 5 minutes. Of course, they weren't. They left from the rear of the hotel.
The mother of a British soldier killed in Iraq has accused Tony Blair of being responsible for his death. The inquest into the death of Fusilier Gordon Gentle reopened today. He died while on patrol in Basra in 2004. His mother Rose says he wouldn't have been killed if electronic devices to disable explosives had been fitted to his vehicle. The King of Saudi Arabia has arrived for a state visit clouded in controversy. The Lib Dem leader's boycotting the event over the kingdom's human rights record, while King Abdullah himself has accused countries including Britain of not doing enough to stop terrorism. 300,000 more foreign nationals have been working in Britain in the past 10 years than first thought. The government's revised its figures from 800,000 to 1.1 million. The Department of Work and Pensions insists the previous figures for the increase since 1997 have been given in good faith. Officials say the new figures emerged after more detailed analysis. In sport, in the Championship tonight, Watford have travelled to Crystal Palace. Tommy Smith scored for the league leaders in the 32nd minute, putting the scoreline currently at 1-0 to Watford. And do stay with us through the evening to stay up to date. And in showbiz, Kylie Minogue has become the first woman ever to receive the Music Industry Trust Award in central London tonight. The singer was honoured at a gala ceremony at the Grosvenor House Hotel in recognition of her 20-year career. She's hailed as an icon of pop and style. Travel-wise, reports of an accident in Harrow closing Woodcock Hill in both directions at the Ridgeway, and the weather. A dry and chilly night tonight. Clear skies, lows down to 4 Celsius. Tomorrow, dry, bright, rather cold, but sunny too. Highs up to 14 right now in Ali Pally. It's 11 degrees. This is LBC. It's 9.03.
L. London's.
B.
Biggest.
C.
Conversation.
This is LBC 97.3. LBC.
Fly direct to New York with British Airways Club World, departing London Heathrow, arriving at JFK via Reims, Camembert, Dijon, the Loire, Châteauneuf de Pape, before heading east to Parma, 700 miles west to Serrano and Manchego, topping up at Porto, then hopping across the Atlantic to Mississippi. Start your holiday early and in style with fine food and drink from around the world. Fly British Airways Club World and you'll also experience our relaxing lounge and a flat bed, all before you arrive at your destination. For special offers on Club World holiday fares, like New York from only £1,199 return, book by the 27th of November at BA.com. Travel from December, conditions apply. Special offers are now also available on Club Europe holiday fares, like Amsterdam from only £165 return. Book now at BA.com. Travel from January. Conditions apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
So far, it's 4-1. Girls who can't sing to girls who can. We're asking you to phone up and grass up your girlfriend or your wife. Can she sing, yes or no? 0845 6060 973. We're also celebrating It's Body Week on Ian Lee's Good Evening Show. We've decided, because Nick Ferrari's doing Space Week, so we're doing, like, bodies or something, I don't know. And we're asking, what can your body do that nobody else's body can do? And in a few moments, we're going to have the first ever live. And it's going to be an annual event, this, I think. I think we should make it an annual event. Parade of the Double Jointed, where people will... This is how... Oh, they're all on the line, aren't they? I need to explain it in a minute how it's actually going to work. So we'll do that. We're also asking... what else are we asking? What have you been stewing over all weekend? Ever fallen asleep somewhere you shouldn't have done? And how do you avoid people, girls that fancy you or boys that fancy you? We had one fella, got out of a car and ran away. Never saw her again. That's genius. That's the bravest thing I've ever heard in my life. 0845 6060 973. Mike, what have you been stewing over?
Oh, mate, how are you doing? All right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening!
Friday night, we went down to the old local.
Yes.
A few beverages, as you do.
As you do, it'd be rude not to.
And then my brother bought me a smoothie juice for my birthday.
Yeah.
Well, he won it, but neither here nor there. But he was borrowing it because he'd left his one indoors.
Yes.
And then it was my turn to play him at pool. Yeah. And I was like, can I have my cue back now, please?
Yes.
And he refused to give it to me.
He refused to give you... It was your cue?
Oh, yeah, no. But he borrowed it to me, so he assumes he can take it back.
Oh, no. That's
So, we had a bit of a conversation about it, politely.
A polite conversation.
And then the beer kicked in a bit more, and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it didn't go well, shall we say.
You didn't have a punch-up over a cue?
No, we didn't. We come very close. One of our friends is a policeman, and he stood there, and he's like, listen, you're both going to get nicked. It's probably best you don't.
So, is he allowed to nick you? If he's your mate, surely he can turn a blind eye, can't he?
Oh, no, sure. No, he has done. But no, he's saying, like, you are going to get nicked if you do it, so it's really not worth it, so leave it.
So and so you've been stewing over this all weekend, the fact that he wouldn't let you use the cue?
I told him to poke it in the politest terms I could.
Wow.
Keep the cue, do you know what I mean?
Well, Mike, is there any chance of any reconciliation on this, or is that it? You two brothers never to talk again?
Oh, there'll be reconciliation. We're supposed to be down in Brands actually this weekend, but hey-ho.
No, well, Mike, listen, mate, thank you for that.
Oh, by the way, I know you've gone off the point now, but earlier you said about corn crackers.
Yeah.
I've just got myself a Chinese, and asked, obviously, the Chinese man, and apparently corn crackers are 10% prawn.
10% prawn. Well, that's not so bad, is it? 10%'s manageable.
Well, not really if you're a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, I was trying to help myself there, mate. Thanks. you actually asked the fella, did you?
Yeah, I asked the Chinese man.
Good lad, Mike. Thank you for that.
That's all right.
Our callers doing research and putting a little bit of an effort into it. Right, Chris, we're going to do the parade of the double jointed. Now, how many callers have we got for this?
Five.
Excellent stuff. OK, what we're going to do is Chris is going to put you through. I'm going to say your name. You're going to go, hello, my name is such and such, and I am from such and such. I'm double jointed, and I can do this. And then you're going to do the double jointed thing. You don't need to describe it or anything like that. You just do it, OK? And then when you finish, you say thank you, and you put the phone down, OK? Put the first caller through, Chris. I'm going to check they've understood that. Let's, Sophie, did you understand that?
Yeah.
You don't... What's wrong?
No, I do understand that, but, yeah, OK, I'll do it.
But would you sound disappointed?
No, you go ahead.
No, Sophie, what's wrong? Tell me what's wrong.
Oh, nothing's wrong. I'm getting a little hassle because I'm not sitting down eating my dinner.
Oh.
But anyway...
Who's hassling you? Your granddad?
I guess who.
Oh, well, geez,
anyway, I'll do it now.
Well, you're first, and we'll do it. Here we go. Hang on a second. Here we go. It's a parade of the double jointed. The first freak up, it's Sophie.
Hi, my name's Sophie, and I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Brilliant. Our next weirdo. It's Missy.
Hey, I'm Missy, and I'm from somewhere really crap, and I'm going to do my thing. Thank you.
It's Emma!
Hi, my name's Emma. I'm from Samwell, and I can... Thank you very much.
Better than I thought. Next up, it's Josh.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm from East London. I've dislocated my shoulder once, and I can now rip it out and put it back in. There you go. Cheers.
Oh, that was horrific. And finally, we bullied him into coming on the air. He didn't want to, but we told him we'd tell his mum that he phones up the radio if he didn't. It's Vincent.
Yeah, I'm Vinny, and I can break my thumb and then fix it up again. At the same time.
He's been watching too much Heroes. And finally, that's our special guest. It's the show's very own Agent Chris.
Look, I can do this.
Ah! Wow! I like that local radio style. I love it. Hang on. Sophie? Oh, she's gone. Okay, good. Right, lovely. Brilliant. Thank you for that. There we go. That worked. It's Body Week all week on this show. No, it's not in any way official or any way connected with anything else that's being done on LBC 97.3. But goddammit, we can do these things if we want to. Are we completely screwed for calls now? Are we all right?
Till quarter past.
Oh, really? We've got calls to the next 3.5 minutes? Really? Oh, brilliant. Oh, in that case, we're fine. Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello. My husband fell asleep somewhere he shouldn't have.
Oh, God, well done you for remembering. What happened?
Well, 24 weeks...
Another lady's bed?
No.
Bless
him. 24 weeks we waited for a family psychiatry appointment.
What?
24 weeks, 6 months, desperately, desperately needed this help.
Yeah.
And we went to this beautiful, old-fashioned building that the mental hospitals often are.
Yes.
And it was a sunny day, and the wind was blowing the curtains gently.
So relaxing.
And it was so... And they were talking quietly and gently to the children.
Soothing.
And then they said to my husband, how do you feel about this, Paul? And he just snored.
Oh, no! Well, so it was like a sort of group, a family therapy kind of session. You're all in there.
24 weeks that took.
Well, if that
could have killed him, I've never let him forget it.
Well, he could have killed him. That's why you were there, probably. If that doesn't create divisions, what is?
Oh,
unbelievable!
No.
It is hard though in those things when you say it's all soothing and everything's very soft and you.
And how do you feel about it?
And
it was all warm and you know it was so sad, really.
Oh dear. Well, Sarah, thank you very much.
My daughter's on the with me and she's desperate to speak to you about Lost.
Yeah. Go on then. Let's have a word.
Fiona, this is Fiona.
Okay.
Oh, you're just obsessed with it.
Hey, Fiona, how's it going?
I'm really good, but I just can't wait until the next series.
You've got to wait until February.
I know.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I'm so angry.
How old are you, Fiona?
I'm 13.
Well done you. Well done you for getting into the best television series ever made.
Isn't it amazing?
It's brilliant. Although, I've got two friends. My girlfriend hasn't seen Series 3. We've only just finished Series 2 because that's the far she got. And it's brilliant. And then another friend of mine who hasn't seen Series 3, and I bought her the box set because she's not very well, Lisa.
Yeah.
And she texted me the other day, said, Ian, I've just... What series of Lost am I watching? I've just seen Charlie wearing some weights, diving beneath the ocean.
I know.
And I said, no, stop it. Stop watching it. It's right near the end of Series 3. Stop. Don't watch any more. Silly woman.
He comes back.
Let's give nothing. It's brilliant. But yeah, you've got to wait until February, and then the next series is only going to be 16 episodes.
Yeah, I know. But can we download it, do you think?
No, because it's not out yet.
It's
not out. We'll get it a week after they get it in the States now that Sky is showing it. Yeah. There's no... Because when Channel 4 was showing it, they were showing it like maybe, I don't know, 3 months after America had shown it. But Sky are about 4 or 5 days after them, so...
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, you're gonna have to. But I'm gonna watch Series 3 again before it starts.
Yeah, you gotta refresh.
Hey, I got a brilliant toy a friend of mine got. I must phone him actually tomorrow. It's a statue of Mr. Echo.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah, you press it, it speaks.
What does it say?
I can't remember, but it's him talking from Series 3.
Where did you get it?
Well, get your mum to get it for Christmas.
I will.
You know I interviewed him, don't you?
Pardon? You interviewed him.
If you go to the Sky... Well, let's get the plugs in. If you go to the Sky website and go to videos, Yeah. There's videos of me interviewing a lot of the cast of Lost.
Really?
Oh, go home to...
Oh, my God.
Have you got the internet at home?
Yes.
Go home, do it tonight. Go to the Sky One website, go to the videos or something. Go to Lost and then videos or something, and there's videos of me interviewing the cast.
Oh, my God.
There you go. What's she banging on about now?
I don't know, I don't really know. Mr. Echo is one of my favourite characters. When he died, I cried.
Do you know how he talks in real life, don't you?
No.
All right, Governor. He comes from East London. He talks like that. All right, mate.
No.
Seriously, go and watch the videos, Fiona, and you will see. I've got to go.
Okay, then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
What a lovely person. There we go. Time for this. It's the travel news now. It's Karen Mercer.
There are some big problems on the trains. First Connect, First Great Western and Southern train services towards London are at a stand in the Earlswood area. It's because of signalling problems and there are cancellations and alterations on all the other services through the area too. For the roads, reports of an accident in Harrow closing Woodcock Hill in both directions at the Ridgeway. In New Southgate, there's a lane closed on the North Circular eastbound at Bounds Green Road where they're doing overnight resurfacing works. A10, the High Road at Seven Sisters, the traffic lights there are completely out. They're not working at all. The M4, this is just to remind you, it's going to be closed for some overnight works as you head away from town from Junction 1 for the Chiswick roundabout to Junction 3 for Hayes from 10 o'clock tonight. And if you're heading even further afield on the M4 westbound, there's a lane closed because of a crash involving two lorries, a car and a coach. And it's taking well over an hour and a half to get through that traffic jam. It's around 7 miles of traffic to get through. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Wake up with Steve Allen.
This is a fantastic story. Colleen. Remember Colleen? Colleen, otherwise known as that Kenneth Williams lookalike, is going to come up with a very saucy birthday gift for Wayne Rooney this week. Guess what? She's going to pole dance for him. Yep, Colleen is going to have a pole put in at the couple's mansion. But Colleen is now a star in her own right. Because we all look at her and go, poor Colleen, until she opens her mouth.
Wake up with Steve Allen, Monday to Thursday mornings from 5. And at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11. LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3 is making your business our business as we celebrate Small Business Week 2007 with BT Local Business. All this week, James O'Brien will be asking leading business experts and entrepreneurs how they got started and the advice they'd give to smaller businesses needing to compete in today's increasingly competitive market. There's loads happening across London all week too, thanks to BT Business and its small business partners. Log on to lbc.co.uk and listen to James O'Brien weekday mornings from 10 all this week for Small Business Week 2007 with BT Local Business and LBC 97.3.
I think Colleen's quite fit, isn't she? Alex, do you think Colleen, I don't know what her last name is it Rooney? Are they married?
Rooney's girlfriend.
Yeah. What's her last name?
Is it McLaughlin?
No, you're thinking of Craig McLaughlin from Check 1-2 and Neighbours.
Hey, Mona.
Ooh, Mona. Yeah, what was his other song? He had another song, didn't he? What was Craig McLaughlin's other hit? Hey Mona. I know Rob Hooker will have it on his iPod. Hey Mona. And he had another one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But she's saucy, isn't she? I think she's very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's fine. Yeah. Anyway, Dave, what was Craig McLaughlin's other hit?
You Only Love Me in the Morning.
You've just made that up, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, good effort, but no. What can I do for you, sir?
I had this tune going around in my head like an hour ago. You know when you remember a tune?
Oh, I know what it was. Stay there. I know exactly what it was. Hang on a second. Was it... oh, no, it's the wrong thing. Hang on a minute. Was it this... Look at her. I'd like to go to bed with her. Well, they don't. I thought they sang then. They don't sing. When they...
It was similar to that, but it wasn't quite. It was actually, I've remembered what who it was by. It was by Usher, of all people. It was, you know, the one that goes...
I know exactly what it is. I've got that. Hang on a minute. Do you mean this? That one?
That was it. That's the one.
That's the Blue Oyster Bar from Police Academy.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. Why did you have that going around in your head, Dave?
Let's not even go there.
Thank you very much, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. 08456060973 is the telephone number. We're trying to find Craig McLaughlin's other hit. He did have another one. I'm sure he did. My mum's got a signed picture of Craig McLaughlin in her toilet. Yeah, that's true. And it's a Polaroid my sister took of Craig pretending to have a wee and him looking over his shoulders. It's very good, it's very good. Neil!
Hello!
Hello, Neil!
Yeah, you know all those double-jointed freaks you had on earlier?
Yes, sir!
They're all losers, I can beat them. I'm treble-jointed.
And there's no such thing.
Well, there is. It affects about 1 in 60,520 people.
Right, he's making
And I'm one of them.
Okay, what can you do that no one else can do?
Well, it's with the feet, you see. It's not your fingers. What it is, I imagine, like, scratching the bottom of your shin with your big toe. I can do that.
Scratching the bottom of your shin?
Yeah, basically.
No,
you know, like, when you're in the gym and you're having a stretch and you pull the soles of your bottoms of your feet back as far as you can go?
Yeah.
Well, I can pull it right back till it touches my leg.
I don't believe you.
I can. If it's a warm day, then it will stay there, but normally it will just pop back up again.
Prove it. Take a picture of it and send it to me.
Hang on, I'll do it now. Yeah, no, it's too cold. It's popped back again.
Oh, what a...
No, but,
Neil, I have to cut you off. Yeah. You know it, don't you?
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, we're really getting desperate for calls now. It's Midge. Good evening, Midges.
Ian.
Yes.
I can lick my elbow. Can you lick your elbow?
No, I can't.
I was going to talk about, you know, you're talking about falling asleep and avoiding someone.
Well, the two aren't necessarily connected, unless you can make them so.
Well, I've got two separate stories.
Whichever, because we ain't got that many callers, so it's fine.
Okay, then.
I'm going to play some gentle music behind you to take away from your irritating voice, all right?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
yeah, okay,
fine.
Good lad. Away you go.
Shall I start? Oh, okay.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, a friend of mine set me up on a blind date with this girl.
Of course he did.
We arranged to meet in the park. I went 10 minutes early. I saw her coming towards me. I was stunned into silence, but not in a good way. So I grabbed the newspaper and started to walk away, holding up the newspaper in front of my face, bumped into a lamppost, turned... bumped into my date. She was lovely. We had to laugh. And then falling asleep.
Well, hang on. Was she ugly or lovely?
No, the first girl that was coming, I didn't know her, but she was ugly. But then I bumped into my real date.
I don't believe anything anyone said to me for the last 10 minutes. This is all made up. Okay, well done.
Okay, I'm falling asleep.
Yes.
I once fell asleep in my girlfriend's car, having a heavy night out. She left me there till noon. There was a bang. Woke up. I got a fright of my life. There was all these faces staring back at me.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was, you know, heavy night.
There was a bang?
In the car. Sorry?
There was a bang?
Oh, somebody knocked on the window.
Well, that's not a bang. A bang implies that someone smashed into the back of it. That's not bang, isn't a knock on the window. That's rubbish.
Well, I was half asleep. You know, I just woke up.
I've slept in cars before. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, but did you have people staring at you?
There wasn't a massive bang or someone tapping on the window, no.
No, but did you have people staring at you?
Have you ever pretended to be dead in a car, Midge?
I think that's what they thought I was.
I've done that before. I've pretended to be a corpse on the back seat of a car. When I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
I used to pretend that I was dead.
Yeah.
I used to pretend that I was dead, and I'd lean against the window. And sometimes I'd write. I remember seeing an episode of Chips where some kid snuck into the back of a Rolls Royce, and then the Rolls Royce got stolen, and he was terrified. So he wrote on a bit of paper, "Help!" Then held it up against the window. I remember writing. I'd steam up the windows and write "Help" back to front, and hope that someone would come and rescue me. No one did. No one came and rescued me. I wasn't being kidnapped or anything. It was my parents. But you know, and I'd pretend. I'd lean against the window, and pretend to be dead. I'd think that someone will come and, I used to do it a lot. I was about, like, 7, 8, 9 years old. It's weird, isn't it?
We used to play Lockdown Ginger and stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's a different thing altogether. Is that? I don't know where he's going with that one, for goodness. It's supposed to be I Feel Fine, but I don't really, Andrew!
Hello.
Hello, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing?
You're not the man that bet me £100 the other day, are you?
No, not me. Not
okay,
me.
Okay.
Look, I was disappointed with you last week, you know? You were saying you wanted to be a private...
Are you... Whoa!
Private...
Whoa.
Yeah?
Are you sure you're not the man that bet me £100?
No, I'm not the one.
You...
No, I'm not the one.
You are, aren't you?
I'm not the one. I'm just laughing. I don't know why. I just can't control my laughter.
You can't control your laughter because I've stumbled on the fact that you bet me £100.
I'm not the one. On what? What did I bet you on?
You know, don't you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You do know exactly.
I don't know, Ian, honestly.
Okay, you bet me £100 that you couldn't sing the national anthem.
No, that's not me.
No, it wasn't that. I was calling your bluff. You bet me £100 that's something to do with John Holmes.
No.
You thought I was John Holmes.
No.
And you'd had a bet with John Holmes.
It's not me. No.
I'm sure it's this fella.
It's not me.
It is definitely this bloke.
No, it's
this bloke owes me £100 and he's going to get away with it. He is going to get away with it by saying it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Then why are you laughing, Mr. Guilty?
The reason why I'm laughing is just like, you're just making me laugh.
Because you're guilty, guilty, and you know the shame. You're going to give me £100?
You're behaving like a two-door man in the two-door age. You know, when you laugh or anything, that means you're guilty.
A two-door man?
Yeah, you know when, I mean, you know, in the days of the two doors, you understand me?
The two doors?
You're guilty if you actually have, if you actually just say any whispers or you laugh too much. Never trust the English had an old saying at that time. Never trust a man that smiles too much, laughs too much.
I haven't got a clue what this bloke's on about, but okay, I know he owes me £100.
Let's get back to what you want to.
Yeah, let's get back to what you want to talk about. Yeah. The Welcher, go on.
No, I was disappointed you were talking about you.
Disappointed you didn't give me £100. Sorry, Andrew. Go on. What were you saying?
I was disappointed you said you wanted to be a private dick last week.
Yes.
And I thought, no, you demeaned yourself, man, because Agent Chris is a national agent, you see what I'm saying? And you should be a federal agent yourself. That's cooler than actually saying you want to be a local champion in your local area.
No, but I'd work all around, I'd go all around the world, do you know what I mean? But private dick means I'm behooven...
Nobody knows you, you're under no authority.
Exactly, I'm behooven to nobody.
No, that's wrong, man.
No, I'm behooven to, I'm a free spirit.
No, if you're so like CIO of FBI...
You've got to report to the man.
Yeah, but you can still do what you like to
No, you can't, you've got to fit within the framework and the rules. If you're a private detective, you can work outside the rules, outside the laws. You can do what you want. You're a man on your own. You're like the Knight Rider. Except he had the Knight Foundation, so even that's not quite the same thing. Well, Andrew, you owe me £100.
No, I don't, man.
Well, unless somebody else phones up and says it was them, Andrew, I'm afraid I'm going to have to...
They're all going
to
lie against me and say, no, yeah.
I'm afraid, Andrew, I'm going to have to start small claims proceedings against you. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye. He owes me £100. He's in Streatham. We have his telephone number. Let's just say that man's going to court, shall we? 0845 6060973. Last 30 minutes of the show. Line 3, you're on the wireless. Okay, that was interesting, wasn't it? John?
Hello?
Can I come to you after the news?
Okay.
Cheers, mate, thank you. Right, we'll speak to John. 0845 6060973. More of your calls and John after this.
Whose side are you on?
I am a Brit. If it wasn't for Britain, I wouldn't exist. In my book, that's a debt of honour, and I intend to repay it. Why shouldn't I be proud of my country?
If people don't like it here, they can leave.
Brits. Brand new two-part thriller. Starts Wednesday at 9 and continues Thursday on 4.
Save at Homebase, where there's 15% off kitchen units plus an extra 10% off all kitchens and appliances. But hurry, this offer must end November the 4th. Homebase. Excludes Boston range.
Whose side are you on?
You are not innocent. Why you keep electing this government? While they pass these laws that you know are wrong, while you look away and you do nothing. Last thing I want to be is British. So help me God.
Brits, brand new two-part thriller, starts Wednesday at 9 and continues Thursday on 4.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30. I'm Katie Brethwick. It's been confirmed two mortgage payments have been made from the fund which supports the McCanns. Their spokesman says they were made before the couple became official suspects. Jerry McCann goes back to work later this week, 6 months after his daughter Madeline disappeared. The Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed inquest has heard the couple's driver created an atmosphere of pressure and anticipation among the paparazzi. The jury's been hearing from one of them, Stéphane Darmon, who pursued the couple through the streets on the night they died. He said Henri Paul taunted the drivers as the couple left the Ritz Hotel. Three soldiers could be sacked from the army after failing drug tests. They were among 50 servicemen and women at barracks in Colchester and Essex that were ordered to undergo checks. A Ministry of Defence spokesman says drug use isn't compatible with army life and won't be tolerated. Sport: Crystal Palace are hosting Watford tonight. It's currently 2-0 at Selhurst Park to league leaders Watford, thanks to a goal in the 32nd minute from Tommy Smith and another a few moments ago from Marlon King. And on the rails, First Connect, First Great Western and Southern trains towards London's are at a standstill in the Earlswood area because of signalling problems. London's weather: dry and chilly tonight. This is LBC. It's 9:31.
Ding dong, I say, looking for a new pad to buy or rent in the capital? Then open the right doors with rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website. From renting a studio to buying a muse house, they add a rather impressive 2,500 properties every day. So, if you're hunting for a home to buy or rent in London, open the right doors at rightmove.co.uk for properties with a little more ding dong.
I'm Al. You may know me from the PG Tips adverts and other things. This is an appeal on behalf of the thousands of little knitted monkeys with rubber suckers on their feet, currently trapped inside PG Tips boxes. With your help, these monkeys could start a new life in your office, car or living room. Just pick up a special pack of PG Tips in participating stores and give these free, yes, free sucker monkeys the life they deserve. Your window needs a monkey. Thank you.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 60 60 973.
John, what have you got for us?
Good evening.
Oh, I thought we'd lost you there for a second of that length of pause. Good evening, Jonathan.
Now I just want to provide an answer for Dave with that song stuck in his head.
Oh yeah, it wasn't the Blue Oyster Bar?
No, I thought so myself, but then I worked it out. It's actually How You Remind Me by Usher.
Well, do you know what? I should have known that because I have all of Usher's records back home in my LP collection.
Well, then you should have.
I should have. John, thank you for that.
Good evening.
Good evening. We could have done him before the break if I'd have known. Good lad, though, for hanging on. Thank you very much for that. It's Mika.
Hi.
Is it Mika?
No, it's Anika.
Anika, I'm so sorry. I thought we had the pop sensation himself live on the phone, phoning up. He could phone up one day. You never know. You never know.
I like him,
sir. I don't like him, but then I heard a song of his on the radio the other day, and I thought, this is brilliant. And then this is, that was Mika. It was, things are getting better or something, or?
I don't know it. I forgot it. But I wanted to call you because, you know, you said that you used to, like, lie in the car and then pretend that you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I did that on Saturday.
Was it, how old are you, Anika?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Was it the first time you'd done it?
No.
Oh, you do it a lot?
Yeah.
Well, this is brilliant. I can tap into my youth here, because I did it all the time. Do you know why you're doing it? Because I can't remember really why I used to do it.
I think I just wanted people to think I was dead.
Yeah.
I used to watch programmes, and the kid used to lie in the back, used to be dead.
Yeah.
And then it was funny. But one time I did it, and my next-door neighbour, because he was driving up our road, and he looked at me, because my eyes were like half open.
Yeah.
And he looked at me in a strange way.
Oh, but he didn't rush over to see what was wrong.
No.
He knew you were just messing around.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but I do like help in there. I say help me with an exclamation mark.
You write on the window?
Yeah, when it's all fogged up.
Help me. And you're clever enough to write it backwards, aren't you?
No.
You don't reverse the letters?
I forget.
Anika, That's just schoolboy error. That's a basic. I used to reverse the letters so they could read it outside. Next time you've got to do reverse, and you do help me, do you? Because I would just do help.
I used to go help me.
Help me. Okay, I would do help, and then the P, as I was dying, the P, like the bottom of the P, would sort of just drag down the window a bit, and it would be like, oh, I've died.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just tell you one more thing?
Yeah, of course you can. I love Anika. You're brilliant. This is the I thought I was the only person as a youngster that would pretend to be dead, and you have really connected me with my Anika. You can do anything you want, my friend.
Okay. Well, at my school, I don't really like it, and I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
There's these girls that are really mean to me.
Right.
They were at my school, and they are my friends.
Yeah. They're your friends, but they're mean to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were my friends.
Uh-oh.
Now they're really mean to me.
Yeah.
And it's just because of this boy that they like.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like him.
Yeah.
He used to go to my old school.
Yeah.
I'm in year seven, and he used to go to my old school, and I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
So... And I just say to really kind of weird stuff about him because I don't like him.
Yeah.
And they're like, start hitting me or not hit me.
No, really?
Yeah. It's really annoying.
It is annoying, and it happens at schools. Just stop hanging out with them, I suppose.
No, I don't go on a train, but now they give me dirty looks.
When... Well, listen, dirty looks are all right. You can live with dirty looks. You know, dirty looks are better than punches and stuff like that. So, you know, if dirty looks is all they're doing, that doesn't really matter. And also, I don't know what I can say that's going to be good advice. You know, I've been through that. A lot of people go through it. I'm sounding like my mum, though. This is what my mum would say. And you go, yeah, so what? You don't know what it's like. Yeah, I know. I don't know what to say without sounding like an old man that's completely out of touch with it. Just don't get yourself into any situations where they can give you a kicking or anything like that. Just be aware of that. And just, you know, choose other people to hang out with. I know it's not really good advice, because when you're living it... It's like it is the biggest thing that's happening, and it can be scary, and it can be upsetting and uncomfortable and stuff like that. But I don't know. Can you not play dead in front of them? Would that not help? Would that be any good?
No, they just call you weird and stuff because they do that.
Oh no! Hey, listen, man. I used to do it, and now look at me. I'm a success on local radio. You know, you too could be living this dream, Anika. Hey, listen, man. Call in any time you want. Okay?
Okay.
And best of luck with it all.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye bye.
Bye.
There we go. But plays dead. I love it. There's nothing weird in that. In fact, I started doing it again when I was at college. I haven't... Oh, no, Fandango's got a picture in her purse of me pretending... We used to pretend that we'd be dead, right? And I used to have loads of pictures of it. And there's a picture of me. We used to live on the second or third floor. And there's a picture of me on the ground, taken from the balcony, of me lying on the floor as though I jumped and I died. It's a good picture. Got long hair as well.
Do you wear makeup?
What do you mean, do I wear makeup?
To make you look like you're pale and blue.
No, that was miles away. No, just pretend.
How long do you pretend for?
A few minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's wicked. Ellie!
Hello!
Hello, Ellie!
I do that as well.
What, pretend to be dead?
Yeah!
Oh, man, this is great! I thought I was the only one, and I've had two calls in a row.
No, it's good, but no one believes me anymore, so hopefully it won't happen one day, and then...
Yes, exactly. Your body, your corpse will be lying there for a month or something. Actually, I think Ellie may be proper ill this time. No, don't give her any attention.
Exactly. So yeah.
How old are you, Ellie?
27.
you're a woman.
I'll be doing it until I'm old.
Well done, you. Oh, that's you know, it's made my day getting that call from Anika and from you. Well, excellent stuff.
Well, I was calling to tell you about my other weird habit.
Yeah.
I have a hole in the middle of my nose, in the septum, nothing to do with drugs or anything.
Oh, so
like
it's not a Daniela Westbrook style.
No,
well, how come
not.
You've got yours?
Well, the doctors say there's nothing to worry about. It could be from when I had my nose cauterized when I was little. I don't know.
What does that mean, cauterized? I don't know what that means.
If you get loads of nosebleeds, they sort of burn the nerve endings.
Why would they do that?
I know.
They burn the nerve endings in your nose to stop it bleeding. What, did you grow up in the Middle Ages or something? That's awful.
Well, I think they still do it these days.
No, they don't. No, they don't. You had a weird doctor.
Oh, no. Oh, well, yeah, I did, because he's put a big hole in my nose.
Oy, yeah, 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 yeah.
But so anyway, I can now put a piece of string up one nostril and bring it out the other.
well, so yeah, this is, okay, that's something your body can do that nobody else can do. And how often do you perform that trick?
Probably, normally when I'm drunk.
Yep.
And one time I was very drunk and I got an old joss stick out the drawer.
Oh,
and the next day it all went all septic. so I try not to do it anymore.
Well, you could set fire to that, couldn't you? That would be something.
Yeah, I could do it on fire. That would be even better.
Oh God, Ellie, anything else?
No, I think that's my major trick.
In some ways, that's good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
Ellie's calling in because, of course, it's body special this week. And each day we're going to be asking a question about your body. And tonight the question is, and you've still got 20 minutes if you can call in and show off. We've got 20 minutes. What can your body do that nobody else's can do? 0845 6060 93. I'm not going to ask that question to Bill in Leighton because, frankly, I'm terrified of the answer I might get.
Hello.
Hello, Billiam.
Hi. Is it the body special?
Sort of.
Yeah, but not for me.
Not for you.
So should I just ignore that thing about...
thing about bodies and you tell us what you called in to tell us.
I've called in about falling asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mate, I fell asleep in a lot of places.
Could you sing them to us?
Yeah. Can I sing it?
I'd like you to, please.
Shall I sing it?
Yeah.
Can I sing it?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Shall I sing it? Yes, I can. Dun 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 dun. Yeah. Shall I start?
Oh, I thought you'd started.
Oh, that was. What is that song?
I don't know. I thought it was
NWA. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a little trip.
Okay, a little trip down memory lane there.
Yeah, let me, can I sing?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I've fallen asleep all around the world, and I can't find my baby. But, yeah, let me tell you, when I was young and I used to like joysticks, I used to fall asleep all over the place. I fell asleep in a skip, and people thought I was a hairy tramp. And I've fallen asleep in nightclubs after having a lot of drink and joysticks. And I've fallen asleep in my bed after a cup of Horlicks. And I've fallen asleep on the toilet because it's so relaxing. Relaxing when you relieve your stomach bowels of poo.
Okay, right. Thank you, Bill, for that. Lovely. I do apologise there. Tony's in the Essex. Hello, Tony.
Hello, mate.
Hello, boss. What can I do for you?
On Friday, you was talking about a composer. I'm not sure if he was German, but you played a little bit. You made about 30 seconds of this guy, and he was like, apparently, he used to do the porn movies or something.
Oh, you must be talking about this fella.
Go on. What's his name?
Klaus Harmony.
Klaus Harmony, as in harmony.
As in harmony with an H-A-R-M-O-N-Y.
Oh, brilliant.
What was the website? Because we had the website as well, didn't we? Hang on, let me see if I've still got it in here. I think it was klausharmony.com. Let me have a look, hang on.
Right.
Klaus, you can buy all this stuff now on CD, because I keep...
That's what I'm trying to look down for. But listen to this guy. You heard this guy? Listen to this guy.
Go on.
All right.
The OT!
Frank Sidebottom.
What do you mean if I heard him? Do you mean... Hang on.
Oh, have you listened to the 7 to 10 show? It's really fantastic. Oh, yeah, you know it is. It really is. You mean like that?
He's been on the show about 6 times, Tony.
I know. You put me onto him.
He's a genius, isn't he?
He's a genius. When's he coming back?
I don't know if we're allowed to anymore.
Oh, please.
I would love to have Frank Sidebottom on, but I don't know if it fits in with the direction the station is going. There's the official line.
Stop it.
I'd love it.
He's a king.
The man's a genius.
I love your humour, Ian. Keep it going.
Tony,
mate.
Good lad. Speak to you later.
Bye.
There we go. John is on the M1. Hello, John.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Good, sir. What can I do for you?
Good. Can I talk to you about a couple of things?
Yes.
The first thing come to mind, can I suggest a topic for tomorrow night?
What? A topic for tomorrow?
It might go down quite well.
Okay, go on.
When's the most inappropriate time you've laughed? Because I was listening to you speak to somebody earlier.
Yes.
And it made me think of a time when my sister's come back from And we had an old couple that us and sisters were friendly with when we were little. I was about 7 years old.
Right.
And one day my sisters come running back and they said, Mrs. Jones, she's dead. And I laughed.
Now that's kind of a common thing. A common thing.
But it's quite inappropriate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
And I thought maybe it would be a good topic. Anyway, but another.
All right, well, John, we're going to do that tomorrow. And if it sucks, we're going to phone you back and we're going to ban you from ever calling in again.
Yeah, I'll pay everyone £10 that phones up and says it's fun.
John, listen, stay there. We'll get what else you called in for after this. Travel News Now with Karen Mercer.
Big problems on the trains continue. First Connect, First Great Western and Southern train services towards London are at a stand in the Earlswood area. It's because of signalling problems and there are cancellations and alterations on all the other services through the area as well. I'm just getting an update about that situation. It's changed a bit. The services are now on the move. There's delays, though, of nearly an hour on those services because of the signalling problems, and there's only a minimal service on Gatwick Express. The M4 that's closed as you head away from town from Junction 1 for Chiswick to Junction 3 for Hayes for overnight roadworks from 10 o'clock tonight. And if you're heading further afield, the M4 westbound has a lane closed because of a crash involving several vehicles. It's tailing back to the Reading services and taking over an hour and a half to get through. In New Southgate, there's a lane closed on the North Circular eastbound at Bounds Green Road for overnight resurfacing works. LBC 97.3 travel more throughout the evening.
Just make an example out of this bloke. I don't give a stuff that you think you have some kind of psychiatric disorder. I don't give a stuff that you're battling the bottle. You've punched a 97-year-old bloke so hard in the face that he's blind in one eye, and now he's having to live in a residential home. You're going behind bars, chummy, and you're going behind bars for quite a long time.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at Breakfast, weekday mornings from 7. LBC 97.3.
I'm an accident waiting to happen. I'm the bloke at work who's supposed to tell you how to use the machinery safely. But I ain't really bothered whether you remember all the instructions or not. My job is just to read them out to you. So one day you might need BGR Bloomer solicitors. Because if you have an accident and it ain't your fault, they're the people who could help you get compensation. With BGR Bloomer, you talk directly to a solicitor and their service is completely free because they're paid by the insurers of the person who caused the accident. BGR Bloomer solicitors. 0800 1 777 666.
Oh, hey, mind that, he's sharp.
Ow! Ooh, it's got a...
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Nearly the end of the show. Clyde Ball's on at 10. John, yes, what else did you have for us, sir?
Yes, Ian, Playing Dead.
Yes.
I used to do it in the street.
Oh, really? Well, that's a step up from me. Go on.
Well, there was this one time we come across, me and my friend, we come across this lamppost that's fallen down in the wind or something. And it was right on the corner of this main road. And me and my friend, what we used to do is that we'd get our feet under the lamppost.
Yeah.
And we'd lie there pretending to be dead.
Oh, man.
And we'd make cars stop.
How old were you, John?
About 28.
Well, now I can't condone is very naughty.
No, I was only about 8 years old.
Oh, okay. Fair play. It's naughty. I probably can't condone it, but it's brilliant.
But I think it means there's something wrong in your childhood. Maybe somebody didn't pay you enough attention.
There's something. It would be great to get all the people that played dead as children together. Because it's a weird thing for 8, 9, 10-year-olds to do. But
yeah.
I've had 3 people call in and say they did.
Yeah, I think you'll have a lot more. It's very common.
John, thank you very much for that. Cheers, boss.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye-bye. Well, maybe we'll investigate that further. Mike is in the Malden. Hello, Mike.
Hello, mate. Back again. Sorry, bother you.
It's no bother. It's me job. People phoning in. It's me job. It's not a bother.
We were saying about the sleeping places.
Yes. Where have you been? Inappropriate places you've fallen asleep.
Sussex University. My mate was going to have a young girl from down there. She had a freshman... Freshman's Bowl, was it?
Oh, the Freshers Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. And we all went down there, had a good giggle, we had a few beverages about. And then we had a kip, so we all kipped in the car.
Yeah.
But then we got woken up to a rocking sensation.
Yeah.
Which was a bunch of students deciding to rock our motor, see how much they can get it going before we all woke up.
No!
Yeah, genuinely.
Our blooming students. I was one. I would have probably been rock. I would have led the rocking, I'll be honest with you.
So,
and how violent was the rocking that woke you up?
It didn't wake me up.
Oh, you slept through it?
I slept through it. I was sleeping in the boot at the time.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Was the boot shut?
No, it was an estate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that would have been a bit weird.
But, I was told about it.
I can't... Now, when I was at college, I would have slept through that. But yeah. I can't sleep like that anymore. I wake up at the slightest thing.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm exactly the same now. I'm a nightmare for it. I can't sleep like half as good as I did when I was younger.
I used to be able to sleep for like 12, 13, 14 hours straight sometimes, and now I'm lucky if I get 6 hours.
That's some good sleeping.
Yeah,
good times.
Hardcore sleeping. Mike, listen, thank you for that, mate.
All right, mate.
Cheers, fella. There we go. Lauren's in Hayes.
Hiya.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. What? You said about the things that no one else has got with their
body. For today's episode in this week-long body special, we're asking, what can your body do that no one else's can?
Yeah. My friend has 6 holes in her heart.
Do you ever know? What? 6?
Yeah, 6.
I had a friend who had 1, but 6 is just greedy, isn't it?
I should ask for it.
Oh, OK, right. Oh, sorry. But I bet she shows off about it, don't she?
No.
Is there no... don't do that to me. No, get off. I've got 6 holes in my heart. There's none of that.
No. Oh, okay. No, oh, fair play. She's really nice.
Okay. All right. Fair play.
Yeah. And her twin...
Yes. Has got 7.
No. She hasn't got any.
She hasn't got any heart?
No, she hasn't got any holes in her heart.
Okay.
And another thing.
Oh, hang on. So what about her twin, then? That was it?
Yeah.
Well, it was irrelevant even mentioning her twin. Her twin has nothing special about her at all.
Well, it does a little bit.
Well, don't really, does it?
My friend's name is Demi.
Demi?
Yeah.
Right.
And what does Demi mean in French? Half. So she's half her twin. I just thought I'd mention that. It's kind of cool.
Well, hang on. Well, what's her twin's name? Semi?
No, just Lee.
Lee. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you've got another point for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the inappropriate place. No, if you play dead.
Yes.
What we done last week, yeah?
Yes.
We were in at, like, this is very naughty, but we were in a class, and we had a supply teacher, because it was science, and everyone hates science. And
yeah, our science is rubbish. What's the point of science?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
And, we had a supply teacher.
Yes. Have you got a cold?
Yeah, a little bit.
I tell you what, blow your flipping nose.
Sorry.
Stop sniffing, you'll get brain ache. I sound like such a grown up, don't I? Anyway.
So she was really annoying us.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd get our own back.
Of course.
And the whole back row played dead.
You got your revenge on someone who was just doing their job by pretending to be dead.
Yeah.
And did she believe that you were dead?
No. What happened was...
Yes.
She completely ignored us for, like, 20 minutes.
Well done. Well done, her.
No, we were still doing it. And after, like, 35 minutes, she came around and she, like, just looked. And she was like, I really do think they've all gone to sleep.
You're so lucky, because in my day... I'm such an old man. I'm on the teacher's side on this. I'm actually on the teacher's side. What? In my day, I'd have got a book dropped on my head. Or I would have been picked up by the ear. Boy, you will sit up straight. I'd have been picked up by the ear. They can't do that now, because then you take them to Europe and sue them.
Well, duh.
Do you shame me?
Yeah.
Right, I'm cutting you off. I'm boyding you. There we go, right. I'm so old. I'm on the teacher's side in that instance. Isn't that bad? I've lost my... John!
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you very much.
Okay, well, I was going to tell you about what happened to me coming back from Brighton one night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was feeling really tired.
Yes.
So I pulled into a lay-by and put the seat back and fell asleep.
Fair enough.
And I woke, and this was at about 10 o'clock at night.
And you were getting your head beaten in by a baseball bat. Oh, no, that was Kevin Keegan, wasn't it?
No,
yes.
No.
Okay. Right.
And about 4:20 in the morning, I woke up. So I've been asleep all that time.
Yeah.
And I was freezing cold.
Oh, yes. It is cold when you wake up in a car, isn't it?
Yeah, not many. And I ached all over. Yeah. Anyway, I started the engine up, put the heat on, fell back to sleep. About 6:30 in the morning, the police was banging on the window, wanting to know what I was doing with sleeping with the engine on.
Oh, man, they thought you'd fallen asleep while you're driving or something.
Well, I explained to them, actually. What I said to them, they was pretty good, actually, because I could understand their point. you know, I could have been ill, I could have been drunk, anything.
Yes.
You with me?
Yeah, I'm with
and
you.
I explained it to them that I'd fallen asleep and I woke up and I was really cold and I put the heater on and I fell asleep again.
Yeah.
But because I was doing that journey regular, I was a cab driver, so I was doing that journey regular, and I explained to the police that I'd do it, and he said, yeah, we know you do, so they obviously know that, so who's on the motorway at night.
What?
Do you get me?
Wait, how long ago was this? The 1960s?
No, this was about 2 years ago.
Really? And they knew you were doing that journey regularly?
Yeah, because I said to him, I said, I'll do this journey every night, I'll come down and then I'll drive back again, I'm a cab driver and that, and he said, yeah, we know you do. Because they never breathalyzed me, they never asked
that
my name.
That is creepy.
And, yeah, so obviously they know what's about on the motorway at night. So.
John, I've got to go, thanks for that, mate.
Okay then, mate.
Cheers for that. I've slept in cars in the night time. I was coming back from a holiday in Newquay when I was 17, and my mate's car, and it broke down, and so we slept in the car park of B&Q, like, I don't know where, the hell we were, and woke up at like 2 a.m, just like covered in frost, literally had frost on us, and we were like, let's go and sit in the car. It was the worst night of my life. Alex?
Want to save yourself over £250? As a Virgin Media customer, you could, by switching your existing TV, broadband and phone package to Sky. You'd see great shows on Sky One, like new hit game show Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old? And brand new Prison Break, plus Sky Arts and Sky Sports News, none of which you'll currently see on Virgin Media. And because Sky has everyday low prices, you could still save enough to treat yourself. Take a look at your Virgin Media bill and then visit sky.com/save to find out if you could get more for less with Sky.
Subject to availability, BT line required, minimum contracts and terms apply. London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
We got a montage tonight, Alex.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I love it. All right, fair play. Rebecca!
Hello!
Chris, are you calling someone else up?
Do you need someone?
No, I've got 45 seconds.
Okay.
So whoever you're calling up, no.
It was Jim.
Well, we haven't got time for it. Flipping it. What do you keep doing that for? You keep giving these poor, pathetic people false hope. They've got very little to cling to in their lives anyway, apart from the chance of getting on the radio, and you go and muff it up.
They can hear you.
Oh, nuts. Rebecca!
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hello there, Rebecca.
Hi, go on then, give me the rundown, what's been going on?
What?
What have you been talking about?
Give me
your topics and I'll give you my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Go home.
Have you ever slept somewhere, falling asleep somewhere inappropriate?
Gosh, only in a car.
Okay. Ever avoided someone who... how do you avoid someone who fancies you?
Been a long time. Walk away.
Have you been stewing over something all weekend?
No.
Can girls sing?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's 4-2 so far. And there was one other thing. Oh, yeah. Prawn crackers, have they got prawn in?
I doubt they have, actually.
Turns out they have.
Really?
Yeah. Rebecca, I've got to go. Thank you.
Good night, Ian.
Bye-bye, there we go. I forgot she calls in every night. We may not fit this in now. If you missed the show, it sounded like this. It's Body Week here on Ian Lee's Good Evening. We're celebrating the magic of your body. You know them prawn crackers? Do they have the prawn in?
Prawn crackers?
Yes.
Yeah, there's prawns in them.
Where have you fallen asleep that you shouldn't have done? And what have you done to avoid the advances of someone you didn't fancy? I pretended to fall asleep in a restaurant. So how do you hide from a lady that wants you, but you don't want her because she's a munter?
Find a wooded area. Yeah. And go up a tree.
Can girls sing?
Well, my wife, my missus, she can sing your clogs off. If you've got clogs on, she can sing them off, mate. Another day has gone.
There's a good bloke's voice.
And I'm still all alone.
Leave Mike, he's a loser.
I believe I can fly.
That's good.
I believe I can fly.
Bad.
Everyone thinks, you know, when I go to the Middle East,
yes,
they think it's warm. But you go there at night, I'll tell you something. It is really, really cold.
Yeah, I'm the Vinny, and I can break my thumb and then fix it up again.
like that girl in Heroes. Thank you, Alex. Excellent work as always. Not a bad start to the week, actually. Things can only, well, go downhill from here, really. Chris, thank you very much. Alex, thank you very much. I shall be back tomorrow at 7. Clive Bull is up next. If you want to give him a call, 0845 6060973. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, it looks like oyster journeys will cost the same for the foreseeable future. McCann's admit using fighting fund to pay two of their mortgage payments. And full time at Selhurst Park for tonight's local derby. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Katie Brethwick.